Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
As Shasta County gradually reopens for business, we can all do our part to stop the spread of COVID-19 by wearing a mask when in public. Cloth face coverings help reduce the spread of germs by preventing the release of droplets when someone speaks, coughs, or sneezes. Wash your face covering often, ideally after each use or at least daily. Wash with detergent and hot water and dry on a hot cycle. Here is Shasta County Health Officer Dr. Karen Ramstrom.
Remember, wearing a face covering is not a replacement for physical distancing, frequent hand washing, and staying home when sick. Your mask protects me, and my mask protects you. Together, we can stop the spread.
For more information, including how to make your own cloth face covering, go to ShastaReady.org.
ReadyFit.com. Just click on ideas and tips, then click repair and improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
The Money Pit is presented by Hart Tools, available exclusively at Walmart, and Deich Coatings. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, you guys have a project you'd like to get done today, tomorrow, this weekend, the following? We would love to help you with tips and ideas and inspiration so that you can avoid perspiration when you're getting started on that job. Help yourself first by reaching out to us at MoneyPit.com or calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, because that's what we do. We provide expert advice and content to help you make your best home ever. Coming up on today's show, as the weather warms, we're seeing more and more signs of spring that are cropping up, but along with the flowers and the trees and all that green, there's a lot of wildlife that cross over that wild side right into your yard, and they can disrupt your plans for a beautiful landscape and garden. So we're going to share some tips and personal experience we have with keeping deer and rabbit and groundhogs out of that space.
And while new home baths have nearly doubled in size over the past 30 years, the bathrooms in most older homes average about 5 feet by 8 feet. So short of ripping out walls to increase space, there are ways to use that small space to its fullest potential. We're going to explain those options.
And speaking of spaces, if your closet is always busting at the seams, there is a simple reason for that, Leslie. Math. Most of us put more stuff into the closet than we take out. So we're going to share some steps to keep closet clutter under control.
But first, we're here to help you with your home decor and your home improvement projects. So what is on your to-do list? Well, you can move it over to our to-do list by calling us or posting to MoneyPit.com.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Let's get to it.
Janet in New York, you have got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I've had a new countertop installed on a newly built house, and my options were granite or granite. And they installed the countertop in the kitchen, and I've looked online and I've talked to several people, and I get so many different options or different ways to keep it clean and to maintain it.
Right.
My biggest thing is, this granite seems to be more work than my Formica countertop that I took out.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Oh.
You know, everyone thinks, well, it's granite, it's going to be indestructible.
Yeah.
Well, it is, but the finish needs a lot of work to maintain. I mean, the quartz countertops are a lot easier to maintain than granite, but granite is porous by nature, and so, you know, they mill the granite and then they finish it, and that sealer has to be redone from time to time, usually every few years, and you have to stay on top of it with cleaning and polishing. So you're right, it is more work than a Formica countertop ever was, right, Leslie?
Yeah, and you also have to make sure that whatever cleaning supplies you use, you know, are safe
for a granite or a natural material surface, because you don't want to put something on that could deteriorate the protective coatings on top of it. And, you know, be careful with the edging that you select, because an OG edge, while more decorative, is a little bit more delicate. And when you're washing the dishes and the buttons on your jeans are rubbing against it, it could eventually wear that away. You just have to be careful, but they look great and definitely worth the work.
Oh, well, my other question is we have there's a drop sink in it, and I'm kind of concerned because the big thing everybody says is, or the experts, is to don't let water sit, don't let, you know, any liquid stay on it for any length of time. What about the lip or the rim underneath the granite where the sink is? It's do you know what I mean? The sink is an underneath one, so there's a little hangover.
It's not going to deteriorate. It is granite. But, you know, you're not going to see that spot, so it's just a matter of keeping it clean just so that you don't get any growth of any mold or fungus in there, because that can smell sometimes. So I would just stick with good quality granite cleaners. One we've been recommending for years is Align by Stone Care. People seem very happy with that. There's a cleaner and a polish. You can find that Amazon and Walmart and places like that. Not too terribly expensive. And just try to stay on top of it.
Oh, good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Heading out to Michigan, where we've got Colin on the line. What's going on at your Money Pit?
I'm trying to figure out the best way, given that we kind of have an older house that's 70 years old, to determine how to level the concrete flooring. It seems like there's a certain amount of rise over a 8 or 10 foot run. I'd say in the ballpark of a quarter to a half inch anywhere in various spots of the basement. So I'm trying to figure out if I need to do any kind of leveling and how best to determine that, given that I'm going to be installing a vinyl planking, with the underlayment already attached.
Okay. So first of all, keep in mind that your basement floor is not part of the home structure. You know, it's just there covering the dirt. It's not interconnected with the walls. It's really the last thing that's added to a basement. And because of that, sometimes, you know, they're not put in as well as, say, like a garage slab might be. So the fact that you've got some rise and fall in that basement, do you see cracking or deterioration, Colin, in this, or is it really just the uneven surface you're dealing with?
It's a slight cracking. I would say the worst of it is maybe, you know, an eighth to a 16th of an inch.
I don't think
it's not getting worse. Yeah.
So here's what I would do. You have the option of using a floor leveling compound on that, but I'm not so sure you really need it because it doesn't seem like it's got very much of a differentiation. I would work with the flooring company you're buying this from. For example, if you're purchasing flooring at Lumber Liquidators, now called LL Flooring, they have experts in the store that can check the specs for the product that you are purchasing and determine how much differentiation over what distance it's rated for. And if it exceeds that, then you would want to use a floor leveling compound to try to even that out. Now, there are products that are designed to go on top of concrete. There are also concrete leveling products that you can use. You'll have some choices, but that would be the solution if it turns out, in fact, you do need to level it.
Okay, yeah, that's great. That's kind of exactly what I was hoping for with this project, because I am trying to do it all myself. So,
well, congratulations. It's a great project to take on. Good luck with the project. Thanks so much for reaching out to us, and let us know how you make out.
Will do. You have a great day.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you guys working on? What are you tackling this spring weekend? Well, whatever it is, we can help you with a repair, an improvement, a design dilemma. You got it. We're here for you 24/7 at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
And just ahead, deer, rabbits, and groundhogs are signs of spring, but maybe not a welcome one if they're tearing up your lawn or garden. We'll have tips to keep these intruders away from your spaces after this. Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com.
Hey, you know all the Deitch Coatings DIY Real Stone products we're always talking about? Well, they're now available at both Lowe's and Home Depot, including the amazing Spreadstone Countertopper Finishing Kit, the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and the DieHard 100 Garage Floor Kit. Plus, Lowe's and Home Depot also carry Deitch Coatings sealers, floor coatings, and wall finishings for both indoor and outdoor projects. Learn about all the Deitch products for your DIY projects at DeitchCoatings.com or look up Deitch Coatings at Lowe's.com or HomeDepot.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867. 800-917-3867.
Pit is presented by Deitch Coatings. Deitch Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeitchCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, you guys, do you love listening to podcasts? I mean, it's so great. You can get all kinds of information all the time just dedicated to that topic. Well, if you like them, we think you're going to love listening to ours. Now, it's been ranked one of Apple's best home and garden podcasts of all time. For helpful how-to tips in every episode, subscribe at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Heading out to Cape Cod, where we've got Sherry on the line. What's going on at your Money Pit?
Well, hi. I have an Anderson slider door.
Okay.
It never did it when it was new. It's about 20 years old.
Okay.
That the bottom railing where the door slides, I think it ices. And right by the door, there's plywood underneath the carpet. And what it does is moisture turns that carpet a dark brown, and I think it's tannins from the plywood, but lo and behold, it's that bottom rail that ices, and I think that's where the water's coming from, because it's never wet.
Well, I mean, first of all, Anderson makes a heck of a good sliding glass door. Of all the doors out there, that's one of the most durable. The first thing I would do is I would check the alignment on the door, and you'll find that on the bottom of that door, there's going to be two, like, plastic caps, one at one end of the sliding door and one at the other. And when you pull those off, you'll see that you can put a screwdriver in there and rotate it. And as you do that, there's a wheel that will adjust the height of the door on that track, and by turning one or the other, you can adjust alignment. So I would check it to make sure that when that door comes into the jam, that it is absolutely parallel with the door jam. Because if it's off a little bit, then that could be, you know, one of the reasons you're getting some moisture or humidity or draft in that space. And then also very often those doors are going to have an extra tiny piece of foam sort of glued to the edge of it, so when it closes, it pulls in real tight. You see this on sliding doors. You also see it on regular doors too. It's like an extra piece of weather stripping. It's only about, you know, an inch and a half square, and it's adhered to the very bottom of the jam. Usually the jam, not so much the sliding door, because it stays better that way. And so when that door comes in, it pulls tight and seals it. So I would look at the alignment there first, and then I would try to determine whether or not there's any gaps. And the last thing I would do is I would go outside, and this is easier to do at night, with a strong flashlight, hold it parallel to the bottom of the door and even under the door. And then on the inside, have another person see if they can see that light streaming through. Because you may have some gaps under the door that have formed over the years. And if you find those, you can seal those with an expanded foam insulation. Now, there's one, Great Stuff makes a number of these. You want to use the one that's rated for windows and doors because it's not quite as stiff and it won't move that sill plate. It will just sort of fill up the space. Or you could caulk it. But I would check for gaps. I would check the alignment for the door. And I would add that little tiny piece of weather stripping. Okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, if it seems every year more and more animals like deer, rabbits, or groundhogs are finding their way into backyards, flower beds, and gardens than ever before, now is a good time to take action to limit any damage they might cause. Now, here's a few options to send the message that the party is over to these unwanted guests who've chosen your yard as their favorite local buffet. So, you got to talk about repellents. Now, there's a lot of different homemade remedies out there and commercially available products that are going to help you keep deer, the rabbits, the groundhogs out of your garden and yard. Now, they work, but they do have to be applied about every 3 weeks. Wildlife are creatures of habit, and when you apply those repellents, you're trying to break them of that habit of coming to your yard. But it's not a one-and-done thing. If the wildlife learn that sometimes your landscape tastes bad and sometimes it doesn't, they're going to keep coming back to check.
Now let's talk about fencing. Physical barriers like fencing are definitely the most effective, but they're also the most expensive, and they, of course, can have a negative visual impact on your yard as well. Plus, let's face it, deer in particular, did you know they can jump 8 feet? I've seen them do it. It's crazy. 8 feet in the air. So if they really want to get into your yard, they will. Now, if there are lots of neighborhood food choices, the shorter 4-foot fences can work, especially if you have double fencing. We did this for our garden. It made a big difference. We have one 3-foot fence and one 4-foot fence. And they rarely bother to go in there. Well, one of the reasons is that there's just a lot of other places in the yard that they could grab. Now, for rabbits or groundhogs, you want to make sure the fencing also has smaller openings along the bottom 2 feet. Now, for our garden, we use that 4-foot black wrought iron style fence, but we attached the black flexible fencing right along the bottom, and it worked well. I used zip ties and that vinyl fencing right along the bottom edge. You don't even see it from the outside because it's black, which, by the way, if you got to put fences in, black fences rock because they blend in with your landscape. And this one really...
Yeah, they're kind of invisible.
Yeah, this one worked really well to keep the critters out. Next, change up the menu. Some plants and trees are resistant to wildlife. And as the deer population in our area got worse over the years, we actually decided to remove their favorite delicacy, which for us were these bushes called euonymus bushes. That they, when we put them in, they were great for many years, but then they just started getting, you know, really bad because the deer just would not leave them alone. We tried the repellents, and like we said earlier, you got to put those on so frequently. That was a hassle. So we've replaced them now with a type of plant that deer just don't like. The one we used is green giant arborvitae, and you can basically trim this just like a hedge, and it was amazingly effective. We've even seen families, Leslie, of the deer walk up to the new bushes, give it a sniff and go, nah, let's just go over to the neighbor's house.
They're like, I like it better across the street.
Exactly.
Nick in Iowa is on the line and is doing a tiling project. What can we do for you?
I did a project in my bathroom on the second floor a couple years ago, and I laid 3/4 inch tongue and groove down.
Plywood?
Yes, and then I laid down a 1/4 inch fiber cement underlayment that is meant for tile. and I made sure that, you know, the seams weren't in the same spot as the tongue and groove.
Right.
And it's been, like I say, it's been probably 2 years, and I've got just a hairline crack running through all my tile that's right on that tongue and groove seam.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting ready to start a kitchen project where I'm going to do some tiling, and I guess I want to know if you have had any suggestions of where I might have went wrong.
Well, the very best floor base for a tile project is called a mud floor. Do you know what a mud floor is?
No, I do not.
So a mud floor is one where you put down tar paper first, then you put down woven wire mesh, then you mix up a sand and cement, essentially mud. It's a very dry mix, not a lot of water to it. Generally, it's one bag of Portland cement to about 40 shovels of sand. And when you mix it perfectly, you can kind of hold it, and it forms sort of like a ball in your hand, right? Now, you take that mud and that mud mix, and you spread it out across the woven wire mesh, and you've got to be, you know, a pretty good do-it-yourselfer to pull this off, because it's really a professional tile guy's way of doing this. But you spread it out over the mud. You use like a long straight edge to kind of get it absolutely perfectly flat. And you let it dry, and it's got to be a minimum of maybe 1 inch thick, and it could go up to whatever you need it to be. For example, I have a laundry room on the second floor of my house, really old house, and we decided to tile that, and there's just no way I could level this floor any other way. And so we put down a mud floor. It was about 1 inch on one side of the room. By the time we got to the other side of the room, it was about 2.5 inches. Because the floor had that kind of a slope in it. But then when we were done, it was perfectly flat and absolutely rock solid. If you put a mud floor down, you'll never, ever, ever get a crack if you do it right. That's the best way to do it. Any of those tile backer products are subject to expansion and contraction, and that may help develop some cracks, not to mention the fact that it can really help you level a floor that's at a level. Now, when you said you're doing this in the kitchen, we'll give you an additional caution. You got to be very careful around the dishwasher, because if you put a thick floor around that dishwasher, you may not be able to get the dishwasher back in again, or you can do as this ridiculous tile guy did at my sister's house. He tiled her dishwasher in. So when the dishwasher had to be replaced, I had to help her take the countertop off of the sink, off of the cabinets, take the sink out, take the countertop up in order to lift the dishwasher out from the cabinets and replace it, which was really ridiculous and very annoying.
That doesn't sound like what I want to do, no.
No. So don't tile your dishwasher in. And watch the thickness of the floor so that you can actually get the dishwasher back in if you take it out.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Call us. We'll give you more work. 888-666-3974. Thanks so much, Nick. You know, we always say do it once, do it right. You don't have to do it again. And that is absolutely true when it comes to putting down tile. If you don't take the time to put in a proper base, you will ultimately be repeating the process.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 to 888 Money Pit. Hey, are you frustrated by a tiny bath? I know I am, so you guys are probably sick and tired of hearing me talk about small bathrooms. But short of ripping out those walls to increase space, you might think you've got just a limited amount of options to expand. But we're going to share how you can make the most out of space you might not have when the Money Pit continues. Concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also, remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. But enough about us. The Money Pit is about you. So whether you live in a house or an apartment, whether you're dealing with a repair or dreaming about a renovation, we're going to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence and have a little fun along the way.
If you've got a home improvement question, you can reach us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Frida from Ohio is on the line with the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Hi. I'm in a radar range microwave. It's mounted above my stove. And on the bottom, the down light that shines down onto the stove, the light bulbs in that keeps burning out. And I have to replace them about once a month. And they're getting expensive.
What kind of light bulb are you using? Just a regular incandescent?
It's like the R11, the little appliance bulbs, 40 watt.
And is this a fairly new problem, this once a month burnout, or has it been going on for a long, long time?
It's getting worse. I mean, we've had the microwave in here. It's probably about 16 years old, or give or take.
Yeah, that doesn't really owe you any money. That's pretty old for a microwave appliance. You've pretty much reached the end of a normal life cycle. In fact, I'm kind of surprised it lasted that long because it's been my experience that the microwave ovens that are mounted above ranges don't last nearly as long as a countertop microwave because the additional heat from all that cooking has the effect of sort of wearing on those components. Typically, when you get a bulb that burns out quickly, it's either because you have a loose connection, you have a loose ground, or you have a problem with the voltage that's going in there. Sometimes, depending on what's happening with the power company, you could be getting, say, more than 120 volts. You might be getting 125, 130 volts sometimes because there could be something that is bad down the line with the power supply, the quality of the power supply. So if you have extra volts going into those lights, that is one of the first things that tends to show it. It's kind of like the canary in the coal mine. You know, when the lights start to go burn out frequently like that, it could be an issue with the voltage. So have you been thinking about a new microwave?
Not really.
What I would suggest is at this point, you really need to have the voltage tested. So I would call the utility company and ask them to meter the voltage going into your house and see if let's eliminate that as a possibility. If that is okay, the second thing I would check is the plug that it's actually plugged into. I'd check the outlet to make sure it's properly grounded. And if it's properly grounded, then I think you've exhausted the two things that are the easiest to fix. And at that point, you might want to think about replacing the microwave.
All right. That sounds good.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, there are a few things all old house lovers like me are familiar with. You know, drafty windows, less than perfect plumbing, squeaky floors, and my least favorite, I should say, is small bathrooms.
I think your small bathroom is the one like sort of nemesis in your house. It's the element you hate the most.
Well, the only one, so I don't have a lot of choice.
There you go. Well, listen, while new home baths have nearly doubled in size over the last 30 years, most of our older bathrooms, and by older, I mean like not like terribly old, like even homes that were built like in the 80s and the 90s, they average 5 foot by 8 foot. And short of ripping out walls to increase space, you might be thinking, I don't have too many options. But there are a few small home improvements that can help you use that space to its fullest potential.
Yeah, think about corner sinks and showers, both pedestal style or wall mount. A corner sink looks great, and it does free up a ton of floor space in that bathroom. Likewise, if you're planning a bigger remodel, curved quadrant shower units, those can conserve precious real estate in that bath. And mounted into a corner, a curved entry is going to save at least 25% of the space that's needed by a square shower.
Now, another way to save space is to use a toilet that has a flat tank top. These flat tank tops give you another storage spot where you can place organizers directly on top of it or take advantage of the wall space above it for hanging a cabinet or shelving. And Leslie, for you, if the tub space is limited, one option is to look for smaller, deeper tubs. These are often very great soaking tubs with deep set seating. You can even find small clawfoot tubs that will work for this purpose as well.
Oh my goodness, if I could just sit in a tub, I would be so happy. Now let's talk sinks. Another option you can have there is a vessel sink. And that can be mounted on a scaled-down cabinet or another piece of furniture that's going to give you a bit of storage in the bathroom space. And since the sink is on top of the vanity, you've got a lot more space in that cabinet for actually storing stuff.
And finally, towel storage. If you've got a lot of towels around, like we always did in our house, you can mount a hotel-styled multi-tiered rack on the back of the entry door or high up on a bath wall near the ceiling. Now, in my house, I couldn't find one that was sort of the right space for our walls, so I made it
because I'm looking at it thinking, I can do that with PVC pipe, and that's exactly what I did. I made a rack that looks like a hotel-style rack, but I did it with small PVC pipe, and then I painted it sort of a bronzy color, and it looks fantastic, and you really can't tell that it's not a regular manufactured rack. So there definitely are ways to deal with small spaces in your bath, and you know, if you think about using efficient fixtures and taking advantage of some of that space that you're not using now, like that space that's up higher near the ceiling like we did with our towel rack, you can really fit a lot more in without doing like major renovations.
Now we're heading on over to Iowa, where Brian has a crack on the wall that keeps on coming back. Tell us what's going on.
Well, yeah, I built this home about 6 years ago and noticed it, you know, within the first year, really, that in just one of my bedrooms, I have a crack that comes up from my bedroom going into my bathroom door, and it kind of almost goes up probably close to 2.5 feet, 3 feet, and it comes and goes depending on the year. I've finished over it a couple times on both sides of the wall into the bathroom and here, and I've tried to refinish over it. It keeps coming back, and my builder looked at it, can't quite figure it out. And
this is what we call a Groundhog Day home improvement project, Brian, because it just keeps happening over and over again, right?
Yeah. It's just, you know, just originally I just tried to cover it up and see, you know, make it look better. And
all right, well, here's the thing. You've got a very normal crack in a wall there. Cracks often form over doors, like exactly what you're describing there, because that's a weaker part of the wall. And for whatever reason, you had some settlement in your house, and it caused this crack to open up. The fact that you're spackling it is not going to solve it. It solves it for a season, but it won't solve it permanently. What you need to do is you need to sand the area of the crack pretty well, because I want you to get rid of all that extra spackle you've been putting on there. Then I want you to add a layer of fiberglass drywall tape, which is sort of like a netting. It's a bit sticky-backed. And then I want you to spackle over the fiberglass netting, over the fiberglass tape, on both sides. Start with a narrow bead of spackle and then open it up wider and wider and wider. And that on both sides of the wall will make that wall strong enough to stand up to the movement that will happen the next time the wall expands or contracts. You can't just spackle it because you're not really doing anything to bridge that gap. You bridge that gap with the tape, spackle over the tape, now you've got a permanent repair. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right, good luck with that project, Brian. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, as we get closer to tax day, it occurred to us that you can fund a whole bunch of DIY projects with a budget supplied courtesy of the federal government, because it turns out the average tax refund is $2,800.
We'll share DIY projects you can get done for that and a lot less in today's tax refund project tip presented by Hart Tools, available exclusively at Walmart, next.
Live in a money pit. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing, just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Hey guys, you know all the Deich Coatings DIY real stone products we're always talking about? Well, now they're available online at both Lowe's and Home Depot, including the amazing Spreadstone Countertop Refinishing Kit, the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and the DieHard 100 Garage Floor Kit. Plus, Lowe's and Home Depot also carry Deich Coatings sealers, floor coatings, and wall finishings for both indoor and outdoor projects. Learn about all the Deich products for your DIY projects at DeichCoatings.com, or look up Deich Coatings at Lowe's.com or HomeDepot.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. Now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. And you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickRete.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Real experts, real advice. That's what is unique about the Money Pit. We don't just play home improvement experts in other media. This is what we do, and we have done since we were basically old enough to hold a hammer. So call us with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Now we're heading on over to Delaware to chat with Ruth, who's having an issue with water heating. Tell us what's going on.
Our water heater is, I'm guessing it's around 12 years old, and whenever I use the hot water, it doesn't seem to last very long. And so a couple months ago, maybe 6 months ago, my husband and his friend, I guess that's what he does for a living, they emptied the water heater. They put two new elements in, but in my opinion, it's still doing the same thing. Like it didn't change the length, how long the hot water lasted.
And this is an electric water heater?
It's not gas. It's electric, yes.
And so when they replaced the elements, they tested both elements to make sure they actually work?
I'm not sure if they did that. I don't know. He said they put new elements in. I'm assuming they, I guess I could ask them later if they did that.
Because here's the thing. When you have a water heater that's electric and it runs out of hot water quickly, it's usually because one or the other of the two elements burn out or the control circuit breaks down so that they don't actually come on. So what you do as a technician is you run a continuity tester on these coils. And it's a way of determining whether or not they're working or not. Electric coils for a water heater is just like a light bulb. Either works, doesn't work. There's no in between. And so the first thing I would do is check the continuity on both of these coils to make sure they're both physically working. Because what you're describing to me sounds like one is not. And that could be the whole source of the problem, okay?
All right.
Ruth, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, did you know that over the last 3 years, the average tax refund was over $2,800? For DIYers, that means newfound money to take on projects you might have been putting off.
To help you make the best use of your hard-earned windfall, we've put together a series of projects that will add value to your home and get done without blowing your tax refund budget. And today's tax refund tip is presented by Hart Tools, available exclusively at Walmart.
Today's project? Closet clutter busters. Have you ever noticed that closet clutter is the kind of thing that just sort of creeps up on you? There's a good reason for this. It's math. Most of us put more stuff into a closet than we take out of the closet. Keeping clutter under control, it's totally possible, but you need discipline and a dash of courage.
Yeah, so when we say courage, we're not kidding, because step one is to empty your entire closet. Seriously.
Oh, God, then you have no choice but to do it.
It's a bold move, but it serves several purposes. First, it allows you to see what you've been stuffing into that space and do a quick, fast assessment on whether you really need to either keep it, pack it away, or donate it. And once that process is done, it's time for a little closet reno. So go ahead and fill those holes and prime and paint the space and give yourself a clean start. And note that it's often helpful to remove that closet door for this part of the project, because with a small space like that, the door tends to get in the way, and if it's so easy to take off, just do just that, and it'll be easier for you to work on it.
All right, next comes the fun part. shopping for shelving. You know, there's really so many amazing shelving systems out there today for your closet, along with accessories galore like pull-out drawers, shoe racks, even multi-level hanging bars. But you got to find the system that's right for you and then install it. And it really is an easy DIY project, especially if you have a few heart tools around like the cordless drill driver. You can supplement those built-in shelves with rolling storage for hampers or cleaning supplies, and you're going to have everything you need to put that clutter behind you.
And finally, take note of the lighting in your closet, too. You know, it's hard to dress for success when you can't see the color of your clothes. And if more lighting belongs on that to-do list, check out the wide array of battery-powered LED lighting that's now available from numerous brands. I have these in several of our own closets, and I have been amazed at not only how much light they actually throw off, but that the batteries have lasted, in some cases, for over a year.
Yeah, that's really great. Well, that's today's tax refund tip presented by Hart Tools, available exclusively at Walmart. Do it with Hart. You can learn more at harttools.com, where you'll also find step-by-step plans for dozens of fun projects,
including plans for two different types of pegboard organizers. And, Leslie, I spotted a fitness shelf project on that site. Looks like it can hold a lot of shoes in your newly remodeled closet. So check out all the project plans at harttools.com.
Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on so we can give you a hand with all of those projects. Well, we may think about beefing up insulation in the fall, but spring is also a perfect time to take on an attic insulation project before it gets to be ridiculously hot in that attic. We're going to have some tips on how to insulate one of the more difficult spaces in your home after this.
You live in a body pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Where home?
Home Solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. If you've got a home improvement question, you can reach out to us at facebook.com/themoneypit. That's facebook.com/themoneypit.
Anna is reaching out to us from California for help with an insulation project. She writes, "We bought a house in Southern California with vaulted ceilings and no attic. As far as we can tell, there's no insulation in the walls of the house or above the ceilings. Can we install or blow in insulation into the walls or ceilings, and would it be worth it?"
Well, first off, having no insulation would be very unusual. It might seem that way because you can't see it, but I would be shocked if you had absolutely no insulation. So what I would suggest you do first is an energy audit. Your utility company may offer these for free, or you can hire your own independent auditor. Just make sure the auditor is independent of any contractors that sell energy-saving services. Now, your auditor will be able to do an infrared scan of your walls and ceilings, and that way you'll be able to determine if the insulation actually exists, as well as identify any gaps in that insulation. Now, for cathedral ceilings, there are really two ways to approach adding insulation. The first and most basic is to insulate between the rafters themselves, but that requires leaving some space between the insulation and the underside of the sheathing so you get good ventilation. And frankly, if your ceiling is finished now, that's pretty much impossible to do unless you remove the drywall. The other option is to add insulation on top of your roof. We've seen this done more and more, especially in super insulated homes. When you were next to replace your roof shingles, you would add a 2 to 3 inch thick piece of foam insulation on top of the roof and then more plywood. So it becomes a very thick sort of roof sandwich, and then put the new roof on top of that. But for those that are want to deal with more traditional insulation in your attic, we do actually have a very detailed insulation guide at moneypit.com. We talk about the differences between fiberglass and mineral wall and spray foam insulation, as well as a great post on how to add attic flooring for more storage without wrecking your roof. And that is all online at moneypit.com.
All right, next up we've got one here from Phil who writes, "Can I use hardwood planks in my basement? We've extended gutters and a French drain, which empties into two different sump pumps, so water isn't a problem."
Well, good job on taking all the measures necessary to keep the basement dry, but that said, you cannot put solid hardwood planks, because even though you don't have water, you certainly have high humidity because it's a below-grade space. That concrete is eventually going to hold enough moisture and humidity to make those boards want to twist and warp. If you do want a natural wood look, the best type of wood flooring, and really the only type of wood flooring you can put in a basement, is called engineered hardwood. And it looks like regular hardwood from the front side, but it's laminated. If you think of plywood, the way it has different layers of wood that are glued together, the engineered hardwood is much like that, but the top layer is the hardwood that you have come to know and love. The under layers just make it dimensionally stable. There are other options, though, like engineered vinyl plank. This EVP flooring is amazing. It looks just like wood and comes in just hundreds of different designs, and that is completely unaffected by any level of moisture, including full floods if that were ever to happen. But definitely don't want to put 3/4 inch thick hardwood down there. You'll be very unhappy when it starts to twist and warp.
Yeah, and you know what? There's always the inevitability that water can and possibly will get down to that basement space. You know, you can always do tile that looks like a wood grain or has like a wood plank look to it. That's always very nice. And think about it. Once you pick your flooring, you can put in an area rug or something that helps it feel super homey downstairs. So don't feel upset because you can't have the actual hardwood. You can make it look super nice.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thank you for spending part of your spring day listening to us. We hope that we've been able to give you some fresh ideas to take on projects around your house. If you're thinking about projects you want to get done, remember you can reach out to us at moneypit.com or through our social media sites at any time, and we will get back to you to give you some answers and some direction, and maybe even invite you to ask your question on the Money Pit. Until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Are
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Georgia's governor says Major League Baseball caved when it pulled the All-Star game from Atlanta and that the state's not changing its newly enacted voting laws.
Flanked by supporters, Kemp said in the middle of the pandemic, working Georgians were counting on the All-Star game for a paycheck.
Major League Baseball caved to fear and lies from liberal activists.
The Republican blames cancel culture.
And they're coming to cancel everything from sports to how you make a living.
Kemp says he's not afraid of other companies pulling out of Georgia.
Major League Baseball, Coca-Cola, and Delta may be scared of Stacey Abrams, Joe Biden, and the left, but I am not.
And defends the new voting laws, even saying other states are more restrictive. I'm Julie Walker.
Vaccine passports being developed to verify COVID-19 immunization status, now the latest flashpoint. Supporters say the passports would allow inoculated people to move freely and travel, shop, and dine, but opponents portray them as heavy-handed intrusions into personal freedom and private health options. Attorneys general from 13 states have sued the Biden administration over a provision in the federal stimulus that bars tax cuts from being offset with relief money.
The filing in U.S. District Court in Alabama asks judge to strike down the provision that prohibits states from using $195 billion of federal aid to either directly or indirectly offset a reduction in net tax revenue. The restriction could apply through 2024. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is named in the suit. Last month, she said states can still cut taxes as long as relief funds aren't used to cover for the reductions.
Jeremy House with that report. Security forces in Myanmar opened fire on anti-coup protesters, killing at least two people amid mounting violence since the February 1st military takeover. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Security forces in central Myanmar have opened fire on anti-coup protesters, killing at least two people.
Human rights group Assistance Association for Political Prisoners says mounting violence since the February 1st military takeover has killed at least 550 civilians, including 46 children. Nearly 3,000 people have been detained or sentenced, according to the group. Threats of lethal violence and arrests of protesters have failed to suppress daily demonstrations across the country, demanding the military step down and reinstate the democratically elected government. I'm Sarah Bassett.
A new round of talks between three African nations began today amid a resolve of the years-long dispute over a giant dam Ethiopia is building on the Nile River's main tributary. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Nearly 100 guests were forced out of a Florida hotel, and they're looking for other arrangements after the hotel was sold to a new owner.
The new owners of Champions World Resort in Kissimmee reportedly wanted guests out by 4 p.m. to make sure that happened. Owners reportedly shut off the power by 12 a.m. Facebook users started calling out the hotel for the unprecedented move in the midst of spring break. Nothing like kicking out all of your guests with no notice during the peak of spring break, one user wrote. Patrick Foss reporting.
Sports, theater, music fans all will be able to take their seats again in California as the state's coronavirus numbers are plummeting and the vaccinations are continuing to go up. After a year-long ban on most indoor seating, fans could soon see a resumption of NBA games and live entertainment performances in most counties around the state beginning around April 15th. Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
It's everyone's worst nightmare, fire. And the USA has the second highest fire death rate in the industrialized world.
So what can you do to prevent house fires?
Well, to keep your family safe, read Fight Fires at Home with these tips. When you hit MoneyPit.com, just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home by calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Hart Tools, available exclusively at Walmart. And Deich Coatings. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you working on this fine spring day? Are you trying to solve a problem? Or are you dealing with a decor dilemma? Whatever project you'd like to get done, we would like to help. That's what we do. We provide expert guidance and content to help you take on the projects that you need to do to create your best home ever. But you have to help yourself first by reaching out to us. A couple of ways to do that. You can post your questions at MoneyPit.com or call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Leave us your question. We will call you back the next time we produce the show. Coming up on today's program, buying a single-family home that you might plan on renting, that has always been popular as an approach for investors. But now what we're seeing is that investors are buying these homes and then splitting them into multiple rental units. We're going to share how you know if this makes economic sense for you or not.
And if you love the look of terrazzo floors but not the cost, we're going to share a new product that uses real stone to provide a terrazzo finish for concrete surfaces at a fraction of the price.
Plus, if your family's like most, you probably use the garage door as much as you use your front door for access and security. But if that door is old and worn, it could not only be unsafe, it might also be providing easy access for intruders when you're away. Replacing it is a job best done by a pro, but we're going to tell you what you need to know to make those decisions in just a bit.
But first, we're here to help you plan and help you save money and spare you from those home improvement snafus that sometimes happen with projects. So give us a call and let us know what you are working on.
Let's get to it. That number again is 1-888-666-3974.
Lori in Missouri's on the line and needs help with some speckling. What's going on?
Well, I have, it's that popcorn ceiling.
Yep.
And I'd like to know an easy way that's not so messy to remove it. I want to have a flat ceiling.
Unfortunately, you can't do that without the mess. Because it's going to be quite a messy project. There are a couple of tricks of the trade that will help you, though. But let me kind of walk you through this. The first thing you need to do is to test it for asbestos, because you want to make sure that there's no asbestos in that sort of popcorn material. You can pick up an asbestos testing kit at most home centers and major hardware stores, or you could use an outside lab. It's not terribly expensive. Once we know that it's not asbestos, then your first option is kind of what we call the wet scrape. And what you do is you start with kind of like a one-gallon garden sprayer, a garden pump sprayer, and you spray that popcorn material very lightly. You don't want to overspray it, but you want to kind of saturate it and let it sit for 10 or 15 minutes. And then you should be able to take a spackle knife or a putty knife and simply scrape off that ceiling. Go slow, start in a small area, make sure that it has absorbed the water. And once you've scraped that entire ceiling, you can kind of take a survey of the job, because I'm sure you missed some spots. And, of course, the second option is to do that, but do it dry. And it's totally doable, meaning it's been done, though, with varying levels of success. It's not totally encouraged, because if you do, of course, have any asbestos, obviously you can't do it. If you have lead paint, it's a problem. It's much easier for stuff to become airborne, so it's a very, very dusty way to go. Now, there is a tool that's available that kind of helps with this, and one is called a popcorn ceiling scraper. It's actually a vacuum attachment. It attaches to your shop vac or your wet-dry vac, and as you sort of pull it across that surface and the debris scrapes off, it goes right into the vacuum. And then there's another one that Homax makes that's just like a very, very wide scraper, kind of like, think of it as like a 10 or 12 inch wide spackle blade, and that can help you with the project too. But, you know, if your desire was to try to do it in a way that was less messy, it's just not going to happen. By nature of the beast, it's going to be very messy. And then Leslie, once that stuff is down, you know, she's probably not going to have a perfectly clean ceiling as much as you would have if it was brand new. But I think you do have to prime it before you're painting it, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I was going to say, when you're scraping, try not to, like, gouge too deeply. You don't want to damage the ceiling any further in the process to give you more stuff to repair. But a primer is going to be really imperative. You know, latex primers are available. You can get ones that are oil-based. You can get a Bin or a Zinsser. You really want to sort of seal in that surface. And then always go with a flat paint on the ceiling. And make sure you get ceiling paint, because that's just going to adhere more nicely to a ceiling since it is over your head. And it does have a little bit more thickness than a regular wall paint would. But after that, I think you're going to be super happy.
All right. I appreciate it. My husband's laughing at me.
He's laughing because he's not going to do it.
Now we've got Lee from Maine on the line, who's got a question about windows. What's going on?
Well, I have a really nice home. It was built in 2000. It's a 3,000-square-foot hip-roof colonial, well-built, except I think for the windows. I have low-E glass windows, not the highest quality windows. I think the builder could have done a better job there. And I notice during the day that I have a lot of, well, when I wake up in the morning, I have a lot of moisture on the windows, and I've read on your website about how to treat that, and one of the things you mentioned was perhaps upgrading the windows to a replacement window. And I've thought of that, but at the same time, I have a concern. If you do a replacement window, do you lose some of the window area? And if you don't use the replacement windows, would you have to take out the moldings around the windows and start from scratch, basically?
Yeah, so first of all, the moisture that you're seeing, is that condensation on the inside of the glass, or is it between the panes of the glass?
It is on the glass, on the lower part of each upper and lower window. It's the basic window with a sash that has a lock, and I'm seeing it on the upper window and the lower window at the bottoms.
It's not thermal pane windows where it's in between the panes.
Not in between the glass.
No, you're correct. Okay. That's all right.
Okay, so you have high humidity inside the home, and that's worth taking a look at. And you know, things like making sure your kitchen vent fan is vented out and bath fans are vented out, and all the different ways moisture get into the house. Generally, poor drainage conditions at the foundation can turn that foundation into like a big evaporative pad that soaks up water and lets it evaporate into the house. And all those reasons and more give you sources of high humidity, and just simply eliminating some of that can help a little bit. Now, in terms of these windows, I'd say a couple of options come to mind. There are such a thing as an interior storm window that you could consider, which would be less expensive than replacing the entire window. And that's something that you might put in seasonally, because I suspect this is more of a cold weather problem than a warm weather problem. Secondly, you asked about how the replacement window would work. Well, if we call it a replacement window, that by its very description means that we are not taking apart the siding and the trim from the inside and the outside. That would be a new construction window. Replacement windows fit inside the openings of the existing wood-framed window. Are you going to lose a little bit of area for the glass? Yeah, but I frankly have never heard of anyone complaining about that. It's not so obvious. It's really just the thickness of the window frame that might make the difference, and totally worth it when you can save thousands of dollars of construction work, not having to take your home, frankly, apart to replace those windows. So I think those are two options for you to consider, either replacement windows and or interior storm windows, in addition to trying to do, again, everything that you can do to reduce the high levels of humidity inside that home will all contribute towards making that problem go away.
Well, I appreciate that. I like the idea of the replacement window. There's two reasons. One is my current window, the company doesn't even exist anymore. So maybe by getting that upgraded window, I would get a much better product. And I noticed where I lock the windows, I guess that piece is called a sash, the windows don't fit together very well either. So maybe they're, I don't know, a quarter of an inch off or so. So I feel like I get some air intrusion from there as well. So upgrading the windows maybe would give me better heating efficiency in the home as well.
Yeah, when you choose a new window, look for one that's been certified by Energy Star. That's usually a good place to start. There's also a label on there called the NFRC labels, the National Fenestration Rating Council, and there have several measures on there on that label that you can use to compare and contrast between windows to determine the level of energy efficiency of the glass, because that's really important.
Okay, that sounds good. You've really put my mind at ease knowing that, you know, the replacement window is not, I'm not going to lose much area, so I appreciate that.
Well, you're very welcome. Good luck with that project. It sounds like a beautiful home.
Okay, thanks again. Great talking with you. Bye.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question, 24/7, whatever you are working on this spring season. We're here to lend a hand. Call us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. And just ahead, if you own a home and you want to rent it, splitting it into two rental units is an option you might want to consider. We'll explain how to know if that approach will bring you the best return for your real estate investment when the Money Pit returns. Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com.
Hey, you know all the Deitch Coatings DIY Realstone products we're always talking about? Well, they're now available at both Lowe's and Home Depot, including the amazing Spreadstone Countertop Refinishing Kit, the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and the DieHard 100 Garage Floor Kit. Plus, Lowe's and Home Depot also carry Deitch Coatings sealers, floor coatings, and wall finishings for both indoor and outdoor projects. Learn about all the Deitch products for your DIY projects at DeitchCoatings.com or look up Deitch Coatings at Lowe's.com or HomeDepot.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about a dollar a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. 877-387-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about a dollar a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Hey, guys, you know all the Deich Coatings DIY real stone products we're always talking about? Well, now they're available online at both Lowe's and Home Depot, including the amazing Spreadstone Countertop Refinishing Kit, the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and the DieHard 100 Garage Floor Kit. Plus, Lowe's and Home Depot also carry Deich Coatings sealers, floor coatings, and wall finishings for both indoor and outdoor projects. Learn about all the Deich products for your DIY projects at DeichCoatings.com or look up Deich Coatings at Lowe's.com or HomeDepot.com. Homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Real experts, real advice. That's what's unique about the Money Pit. We don't play home improvement experts anywhere else in the media. This is actually what we do and what we've done pretty much our whole lives since we were old enough to swing a hammer.
Yeah, you know, I tried that with my youngest son, and he liked it so much, he used that hammer to smash one of our new china plates. My wife wasn't too happy, but I thought of it kind of as a learning moment, and now he's graduating this year with an engineering degree, so you see, it all worked out.
888-666. It all started with a broken dish.
That's right, 3974. Call us right now with your home improvement questions. We'll try to help you out with some answers.
All right, now we've got Cheryl in Massachusetts on the line who's dealing with a mold issue. Tell us what's going on.
I have a house about a year and 3 months, and we're noticing that this, in January, we had some mold in the closet and on the ceiling. And on the floor was all wet, and that's how we noticed it. And as the week has progressed, we noticed that the mold is going all the way around the perimeter of the house, all inside on the ceiling. Hmm. And it's getting worse, and it's all black mold. My question is, how can we go about fixing and making sure once it's fixed, the mold, making sure that the mold is all gone so it doesn't come back? That's the issue.
Hmm. So would you say that all in you have more than 10 square feet of mold?
Oh, yes. It's all around a...
So this is beyond the level of mold infestation that it's recommended that you do yourself. It's recommended that you, the CDC recommends that if you have more than 10 square feet of mold, you hire a professional remediation company to get it done. The reason mold forms is because of the dampness and the humidity in these spaces and the presence of organic matter and oxygen. So that could be drywall and air. You know, there's food and there's the air and the humidity in the water, and the air is the other third part of it, and you get mold growth. Now, once the mold is remediated and it's cleaned, then you can look environmentally at that space and try to figure out how to dry it out so that you don't create the conditions that are conducive to mold growth. But I'm afraid this is beyond the level that you can do yourself, and you do have to have a pro that can help you do this. So I would suggest that you go to a site like homeadvisor.com and find a highly referred remediation pro in your area, maybe two or three of them, have them give you estimates and talk with you about the approach that they would take to solve this problem for you, because it's beyond what you should do yourself. And if it is black mold, that could contain what we call mycotoxins, which could be bad for people that have weak respiratory systems. So it's not the kind of thing you want to dig into yourself, because you could make it worse or you could make yourself miserable in the process. So wish we had better news for you, but that is what you're up against. And thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, buying a single-family home has always been a great entry point for new investors looking to start a rental portfolio. But for those who want to create multiple streams of income, converting that single-family property to a multifamily home is becoming more and more common.
True, but before you start building walls and adding an extra door, you want to make sure it makes financial sense and do that in more ways than one. Now, the first step is to contact your municipality and find out if it's actually legal to do this in your neighborhood. And find out also what permits are required because, for example, if you need a zoning change, that's really, really expensive to get, and you got to get the approval of a bunch of your neighbors, too, so it gets pretty expensive.
Yeah, and it's also a good idea to do a comparative market analysis or a CMA to figure out what your home would be worth now and then after it's split to make sure that the remodeling is actually going to add real value to your property.
Yeah, and keep in mind, speaking of that, remember that the rent you now get for the entire house won't be exactly doubled, you know, when you split the home. So figure out what that rent would be for each unit in a multifamily home value situation so you understand the big picture. Only then will you know if it makes economic sense or not.
Now we've got Philip on the line who needs some help installing a bathroom. What are you working on?
Well, we have an unusual house. It's all concrete, poured concrete back in the 80s. So all of the walls in the upper and lower are concrete. Now, we have one bathroom in this house. However, we want to install a small half bath in the bedroom right next to the bathroom that's in the basement now. So we have a concrete wall between the two. We have concrete floors where the toilet and the bathtub is installed. Now, between the bathtub and the other wall, all the plumbing is in there. That's not concrete. That is framed in. So that has we have access to that in the room next door. But the question is we want to install another bathroom, a half bath, so we want a toilet and a sink. The sink is no problem as 'cause what I just said about the plumbing being roughed in there. But, boy, how do we really want to do this? So it's going to take some, I assume, some demolition work to get down into that.
So what room do you want the half bath to be in? Is it going to be on the same level as the existing bathrooms?
That is correct. It's in the lower level. It's basically the same as, you could just say it's a basement. The only difference is that the wall connect between the bath that is there now and the bedroom right next door, which where we want the half bath, is a concrete wall.
Okay, so you're worried about getting through the wall that separates these two bath spaces. So you have concrete below, and then you have a concrete dividing wall. What about the ceiling? Is that typical wood construction?
It is.
So, okay, well, there's two ways to do this. Number one, yes, you could dig out the floor and break that area out, try to find the intersection with the waste pipe on the other side of that wall. Or you could use what's called a lift pump. So there are toilets out there that have pumps that are built into them that when you flush them, and you can spill the water waste from the sink into this as well, it essentially activates a pump, it grinds the waste, it runs it up through a pipe, and then it would go up into the ceiling and then cut across to the waistline and be dropped down from there. So that's be less destructive. The mechanism is a little more complicated, perhaps a little louder than a typical toilet flush, but they work very, very reliably, and they're very often used in basement bathroom situations where the toilet position is below the main waistline.
Well, no, the main waistline, since the only bath is in the lower level, right next to where I want the half bath to be. So the waistline is in the floor, and it runs out to the south through and right out, and it goes right down into the sewer line outside. So I don't, there's no, it's the same level. So I would really like to hook up to the existing line that is right next to the half bath that I want to put in.
Yep, so I got two words for you, jackhammer. You know, if you can break up that floor and connect with that line, or like I said, you can go up over the wall and drop into the vent pipe, which will no doubt be in that same space. And then, of course, 8 feet below that connects with the waistline. So those are your options. I hope one of those works for you. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you working on this beautiful spring weekend? Well, whatever it is, we're here to lend a hand. So call us 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, if you love the look of terrazzo floors but not the cost,
we're going to share a new product that uses real stone to provide a terrazzo finish for concrete surfaces at a fraction of the price next. 888 Bonnie Pitt. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. And get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, according to the Numerator report, sales of home improvement products were up a whopping 30% this January compared to a year ago when we were all in our sort of non-COVID mode before life changed. And not only are we focusing on at-home projects right now, this report also shows that online sales of products are nearly twice what they were this time last year. And that's good news for both DIYers and our next guest, Peter Deich.
Peter is the president of Deich Coatings, and he's here today to talk about advances in his real stone coating products. Welcome, Peter.
Good day to you both. How are you doing?
We're doing great. You know, your products are super unique because you've perfected this concept of using real stone inside these coatings, and now you're launching a new do-it-yourself terrazzo product. There are few surfaces harder than terrazzo, so I really want to learn how you guys came up with this and how to use it.
Well, I'll tell you, Tom, our whole passion with this is that, you know, we love stone and we love the way it looks. It's got a very timeless look, and it's something that, you know, people are really drawn to. And we thought, you know, let's take our ingredients, put them together in a way that the outcome is beautiful, and also make it something very easy to roll on. And that's exactly what we've done. You can roll this on, and you can change just about any surface, indoors or out, with this product.
Now, what's the process for applying the terrazzo finish? Do you have to sort of prep the existing surface, clean it? How do I make sure this is going to stick?
Absolutely, Leslie. Good question. And, yeah, basically you would clean your existing surface first. So if you're going outdoors on concrete, you would give it a good pressure wash to get all the dirt out of there. Or you could even use it indoors. You can use it on a basement floor. It can become your new very decorative floor. It can be something that you put over linoleum or vinyl or all kinds of surfaces. And basically, once it's on there, you have a very decorative surface that's going to last and that will also offer some slip resistance as well.
That's really interesting. So you can go on top of an old floor with this?
You really, truly can. And the look is beautiful. It's extremely decorative. And the beautiful thing is all you're going to do is you're going to roll this on. And nothing could be easier. It's frankly mindlessly simple to put this on. And the effect is just stunning.
Now, let's talk about the durability. I mean, outside especially, you got a lot of wear and tear. You got UV, you got hot tires in the summer. We did a lot of snow shoveling this year. I mean, the salt that comes off of the roads, how does it stand up to all that?
Absolutely beautifully. And it was all formulated specifically for that. You know, I mean, here in North America, we have snow and we have slush and we have salt and we have, you know, everything that you're going to throw at it. So we know, you know, from years of experience what we need to do to make this work. So basically you can shovel it, you can drive on it, you can park your car on it. It's incredibly tough. It stays looking beautiful. It cleans very easily. It's something that's really meant to last.
So the product is called Terrazzo. It's available from Deich Coatings. You can go to DeichCoatings.com, learn more about it. You can also find it at Lowe's.com. Peter Deich, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Sounds like another great product.
Hey, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Well, if your family is like most, your garage door may serve as the main entrance for family and good friends. But if that door is old and worn, it could not only be unsafe, it could provide easy access for intruders. We're going to share tips to update your garage door security when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself.
Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com.
Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, do you need help with a renovation, a repair, or even a decor project? Well, on the Money Pit podcast, we share tips, ideas, and inspiration to help you avoid the perspiration when it comes to improving your space.
Subscribe at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
All right, now we're going to talk with Teresa in South Carolina, who's dealing with a wet basement. Teresa, what's going on at your Money Pit?
Well, we just recently bought this house, and we've been here a little over a year, and we were told that the basement floods, but we weren't really aware of how bad it did flood. So every time we get a heavy rain, it fills up a front landscaping area, and it flows in through the bricks, I guess. I'm not sure how it comes in, but it comes into the basement. We've talked to several companies, and they want to do things inside, but I don't understand why they don't want to do something on the outside.
Well, you are absolutely correct, because the solution to this problem is not inside. So what happens in situations like this is typically a homeowner will contact a so-called basement waterproofing company. I think that those titles are inaccurate, because these contractors don't really waterproof anything. What they really do is just put in a water evacuation system that allows the water to saturate the foundation perimeter, soak through the walls, and fill up your basement. And then before it shows itself kind of above the floor, they pump it out. But you have to know that that allows a lot of damage to happen even before that water collects to the level where they can pump it. You have increased pressure against the foundation. You have mold growth, all sorts of things. So you are absolutely correct in that you need to stop this on the outside. And the good news is it's really not that hard nor that expensive to do. So there's two areas you need to focus on. One is grading and the other is roof drainage. So we'll start with the biggest culprit, and that's roof drainage. You need to look at all of the gutters that are on your house. You need to make sure that first of all, you have gutters. Secondly, that you have an adequate number of downspouts on those gutters. And you want to kind of stand back sort of from the street level, look up at your roof, try to do a little sort of rough back-of-the-hand math, because you want 600 to 800 square feet of roof surface draining into each downspout. So if you have one downspout and you have a bunch of roof surfaces going into it, it might be that that gets overwhelmed, and therefore the gutter will overflow, even if it's not clogged. Of course, to that point, they have to be clog-free. And most importantly of anything else is this. You must extend the discharge from that leader at least 4 to 6 feet from the house, because we need to move this away from what's called the backfill zone. That's the area of soil that's dug out when you build the foundation. You need to get the water beyond that 4 to 6 foot perimeter. Now, you can do this simply by putting an additional piece of leader material on there. And, of course, it's not very attractive. It's somewhat unsightly. But I would at least do that for starters so that you can prove to yourself that this works. And then later on, if you want to try to make it neater, you could always sink some underground solid PVC pipe and drain through that and perhaps discharge it into the street or some other lower area on your property. Now, once that's set, then you could look at the grading at that foundation perimeter starting in the area where you see water collecting. And you want to make sure that the soil slopes away about 6 inches over 4 feet. And that soil has to be well-tamped fill dirt, not topsoil. Topsoil is very organic. Sometimes when folks have drainage issues, they put more topsoil on it. That's kind of like throwing sponges around your house. You want to create that slope with clean fill dirt. It's more of a kind of clay-like, compactable type soil that can be sloped to drop that 6 inches over about 4 feet. Over that, you can put a little topsoil to sustain growth or plantings or whatever, but you need to get that slope established first. So this way, you have direct rainfall, hits that grade, runs off, and all the water that collects on the roof hits those downspouts and gets discharged well away from the house. Those two things will stop this wet basement. And I know that for certain, because when you said that your basement floods after heavy rain, all of that always sources on the outside. It's not a rising water table, and that's the only time you'd ever need to put in below-grade drains, such as what these waterproofing companies are suggesting.
Okay, great. I really appreciate your help.
Well, you're welcome, and I'm so glad we could get to you before you spent the money on the waterproofers, because I can't tell you how many times we get the same call after someone has spent $10,000 or $20,000 on a waterproofer, only to find out that they still have the same problem.
Thank you very much.
Well, if your family is like ours, you probably use your garage door more than your front door to get in and out of the house. But if that door is old and worn, it might not only be unsafe, it could also be providing easy access for intruders when you're not home. So we've got a few tips on what to look for in a new garage door. First, the garage door designs today are amazing. It used to be that you had to choose from heavy wood doors that needed a lot of upkeep to metal doors that were prone to rust and very cold. But today, there's a wide variety of composite and fiberglass doors available. They look amazingly like wood, and they need virtually no care at all. Plus, the doors are really better insulated, and they keep the drafts out of your garage, and that's especially nice if you like to use that space to work in.
Yeah, but in addition to better doors, we also now have much better door openers. Now, today's garage door openers are fully integrated smart home technology, which enables you to open and close that door right from your smartphone from virtually anywhere in the world. Now, new openers even can trigger an alert if you've left your home and left that door open. Imagine that. No more worrying every day. Did I close the door? Think I closed the door? Maybe I didn't. Well, I mean, it's really a great piece of technology. And the openers themselves are also safer than what they were years ago, with improved auto reverse mechanisms that's going to help prevent injury, as well as battery backups that can be super handy in the event you lose power.
Now, finally, replacing your garage door is one improvement that can also deliver a huge return on investment, upwards of 90%, by the way, when it comes time to sell. All great reasons that now is a good time to upgrade your garage door opener or the entire door.
Carl in Arkansas is on the line with a thermostat question. How can we help you?
I bought an older house, and the thermostat that's in it now for the heating and air conditioner is an old Mercury switch. And what I bought is a Honeywell 5-2 switch. Programmer for 5 weekdays and 2 weekend days. And what I want to know is that something I can change out myself, or is that something I need to hire an electrician to come do? The package says easy to install, but I've looked it over and it doesn't look like it's that easy to me.
Well, look, if you're uncomfortable with it, I would not hire an electrician. What kind of heat do you have? Is it gas, oil? What is it?
It's electric.
Oh, it's electric heat. What kind of furnace do you have?
Train.
Is this a heat pump?
No. It's not a heat pump. That's one thing I didn't want was a heat pump.
It's a straight electric furnace?
Right, straight electric furnace, and it has an outside unit, which is also a transformer.
Uh-oh, wait a minute. Listen to me. If you tell me you have an outside condensing unit that works with this, you've got a heat pump. You've got the compressor outside and then the furnace inside. Now, a heat pump is a combination heat pump electric furnace. That's the way they're designed to work. And the reason that that's important is because the thermostat that you chose, and I don't know if this is the case or not, but it has to be rated for a heat pump. Because the way heat pumps work is when you set your heat, let's say you set your heat at 68 degrees, it starts getting cold outside, right? Then inside the house, it falls to 67. The heat pump comes on. Still cold, falls to 66. Heat pump stays on. Still cold, falls to 65. Now, it's a more than 2-degree split between what it was set at and what it is. The heat pump says, I can't keep up with this. I'm going to bring on my friend, the electric furnace. So now the electric furnace coils kick on and then bring the house up to temperature. But by you not having the right thermostat, what can happen is you can run more of the electric furnace and less of the heat pump, which will significantly increase your electric bill. So the thermostat you choose has got to be designed for a heat pump. So I would say your first thing to do is to confirm. I don't know if you have an HVAC contractor that you work with, but get that system serviced. I mean, all these compressors have to be serviced once a year. If you haven't done it, get it serviced. Get the refrigerant checked out. While that guy's in the house, have him install a heat pump rated thermostat. Because you're obviously uncomfortable with it, and we don't want you to have all those wires apart and just have a problem. You got no heat or no air. So I wouldn't do it myself because you're uncomfortable with it. And when in doubt, don't do it. But make sure you use the right thermostat. Otherwise, you may drive up those costs unexpectedly. Okay?
Okay. Well, I appreciate it.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. You know, even if you can do it yourself, it doesn't necessarily mean that you should do it yourself. And just like Carl said, if he read the instructions and it still seems confusing to him, then don't do it. You know, I mean, if you're not comfortable with it, and especially with something like your furnace, where if you hook up the wires wrong, like you're probably not going to break it, but you're not going to have heat, and that could be very unpleasant.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Give us a call anytime, 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT with your home improvement questions. Up next, don't pack away those winter clothes just yet. We've got advice on a DIY project that will help protect all of your off-season clothes while they're not in use when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a Money Pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how
how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We know there's a project on your to-do list, so take a look around your walls, your yard, and give us a call with those questions. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Frank in California wants to replace windows this spring if he can get them out. Now, Frank says, I want to replace windows in the walls of stucco. What's the best way to cut and remove the stucco? I guess he wants to do replacement windows?
Well, no, I think he thinks he has to do, like, new windows. He wants to tear out the walls from the outside. You don't have to do that, Frank. What you could do is use replacement windows. All you'll need to do is remove the operable sashes. That's the part of window that slides up and down, or if you have casement windows, the windows that tilt in and out. You remove those, and then you can have new windows built that fit right into those existing old frames and not have to deal with any damage to the stucco whatsoever. That's definitely the easiest way to do new windows in a home like yours, and frankly, for many homes.
All right, I hope that helps you out, Frank. Now, Ted writes, I have water damage on a wall next to my chimney where the paint is blistered, cracked, and stained. I've never seen water run down the wall or collect, but I'm not sure if it's active. What's the best way to know if it's an ongoing problem, and what do I need to do?
What you want to do to determine if it's an ongoing problem is, I mean, the right way to do this is with a tool called a moisture meter, but I'm guessing since you don't have one of those, I think if it was an ongoing problem, you would know it. So what I would do is I would sand this area lightly to get rid of any loose material that's there. And then I would use an oil-based primer on it, right? Like, I'm not latex, but oil-based, because it really seals it in well. And then I would repaint it and watch what happens. You must use the primer, though, because if you don't, those old stains will pull right through, and then you'll know for sure. And by the way, if it's your chimney, then the source is most likely the flashing right above it, and that could be easily fixed.
Yeah, and then you won't have to paint ever again. Just do it once, and then fix that leak, and you'll be good to go.
Well, you ready to take out the shorts and the swimsuits and the light jackets out of storage? It's a great way to start your spring, but it can turn into a pretty big disappointment if you find that they've been ravaged by insects or moths. Leslie shares a timeless solution you can build yourself that can take care of all that in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, for centuries, cedar has been used to keep bugs and moths from turning your wardrobe into their favorite food source. Now, cedar not only repels pests, but it also resists mildew, which means that turning a standard closet into a cedar closet can keep your belongings safe for years to come. Now, you can add as much or as little cedar as you want to the walls of an existing space, but it's most effective if you line the space in full, including the ceiling and the back of the door. To start, you want to make sure you go with aromatic red cedar. It's the type that gives off a scent that's going to keep the moths away. You can either nail the tongue and groove cedar to the studs, you can attach it using construction adhesive, or you can do a combination of both. Now, you want to sand the cedar lightly once a year or so to rejuvenate that scent and bring it back to that wonderful aroma that the bugs hate. And in addition to dealing with the moths, silverfish are another insect that can cause damage to your belongings. And there are a few natural solutions that can help, including citrus fruit peels, cucumber peels, cinnamon cloves, lavender oil, cedar oil, even sachets of herbs that are having, you know, rosemary, eucalyptus, sage, basil. They smell great to us, but not so much to the silverfish.
Now, when you use peels, you have to make sure that you replace them every few days, but they double as a very natural air freshener, and it's going to keep your house smelling great.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, if you're ready to take on a painting project this spring, using one of the new paint and primer in one product sounds like it can save you a step. But are the paint primer products designed for every painting predicament? We say no, and we'll explain why on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstro. The NCAA Men's Basketball Championship now set. After all the games and everything, Baylor beat Houston 78-59 Saturday afternoon. Gonzaga's season still perfect at 31-0 after a buzzer-beating 93-90 overtime win over UCLA Saturday night. Tip-off for the crown is Monday night from Indianapolis. Vaccine passports are being developed to try to verify COVID-19 immunization status, and they become the latest flashpoint in American politics.
Supporters say the passports would allow inoculated people to more freely travel, shop, and dine, but Republicans portray them as a heavy-handed intrusion by the government into personal freedoms as well as private health choices. Vaccine passports currently exist in only one state, a limited government partnership in New York with a private company. GOP lawmakers in a handful of states have proposed legislation to ban their use as a tool to restrict what people can do. Bob Agner reporting.
Details for more than 500 million Facebook users have been found available on a website for hackers. That, according to Business Insider, some of the information includes phone numbers, Facebook IDs, full names, locations, birth dates, email addresses, things like that. The Menlo Park, California-based company said the leak was old and stemmed from a problem that had been fixed back in 2019. The nation's most populous state beginning to open up a bit.
The eviction protection would be through the end of June. The state passed a law last year banning evictions for tenants who pay at least 25% of their rent owed between September and January. Those protections have expired. A proposal is also being negotiated between state officials which would use federal money to pay off up to 80% of some tenants' debts if landlords agree to forgive the remaining 20%. John Scott reporting.
And check out more news and analysis, both at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to ReliefFactor.com, call 800-500-8255. 8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Britain's medicines regulator is urging people to continue taking the AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine, despite revealing that 7 people in the UK have died from rare blood clots after getting the jab.
The Medicines and Healthcare Regulatory Agency says it wasn't clear if the shots are causing the clots and that reviews are still ongoing. The agency identified 30 cases of rare blood clot events out of 18.1 million AstraZeneca doses and maintains the risk is very small. Concerns over the AstraZeneca vaccine has already prompted some countries, including Canada, France, Germany and the Netherlands, to restrict its use to older people. The UK, which has rolled out coronavirus vaccines faster than other European nations, is particularly reliant on the AstraZeneca vaccine, which was developed by scientists at the University of Oxford. Sarah Bassett, London.
Check out more breaking news, read the best analysis at townhall.com. Layoffs looming for Postal Service employees.
The National Association of Postal Supervisors, which represents 27,000 active and retired workers, was informed that reductions in force or layoffs will be forthcoming depending on how the next phase of the agency's structure and staffing plans take shape next month. The USPS announced in early March it was offering voluntary early retirement to eligible non-union administrative employees as it worked to restructure the organization after a tumultuous year. To accept the retirement, current employees have to be at least 50 years old and have 20 years of service. Patrick Frost reporting.
Activists opposed to cruise ships in Venice, Italy, are seeking a meeting with the Italian government to argue that its latest proposal to reroute big ships away from St. Mark's Square does not address the pressing environmental concerns about the fragile Venetian lagoon. Be sure to check out more on these stories by logging on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
One of the border states overrun by the worst policy in my lifetime that's taking place in the end of a pandemic in America. We have thousands of illegal immigrants storming our borders in a wall and a barrier that's not finished, but it's financed. The governors who are left on their own with almost no information and with Border Patrol have their hands tied. We're going to get to that, talk to the Attorney General about what he's doing, and that is suing back at Joe Biden the way Donald Trump was sued by almost every Democratic governor and attorney general. We'll get to that. We'll get to your phone calls, too. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three. They have not been transparent. They have not provided underlying data. That certainly doesn't qualify as cooperation. It doesn't lead us to any closer of an understanding or greater knowledge than we had 6 to 9 months ago about the origin.
Jen Psaki weighing in on the pandemic. Cases are up, but deaths and hospitalizations are down. 18 states said goodbye mask mandate. Wisconsin just joined them. How is your state responding? What about you, as just about the whole world realizes that China roadblocked a investigative team to try to find out the origin of the COVID-19 virus? What are they trying to hide? What do you think the truth will reveal?
Number two.
Buried in the plan is going to be something called social infrastructure,
which will be a massive expansion of the welfare state with no work incentives. We are looking at a universal basic income plan before this is all said and done.
$2 trillion. That's how much Joe Biden's new infrastructure plan will cost, and I'm sure it's going to be more than that. Taxes are going to go up in ways you never thought imaginable. Human infrastructure is a term we got to get used to. The spending and absurdity never stops.
Number one.
The capacity for this location for COVID purposes is 250. We're holding over 4,100 subjects in this location alone. You do the math. We're way over capacity. We're like 700% over capacity.
And who's paying for all this, too? That is Arizona. That is New Mexico. That is most of all Texas. And that, of course, is California, which doesn't seem to have a problem with all the illegal immigrants in their country. Worse than we thought. We finally get inside at the jam-packed Donna facility, and it's more packed than you thought humanly possible. The plastic-walled rooms are 30, should have 30. They got 500. A structure made for 1,000 has 5,000. A problem the VP was asked to solve, but she refuses to actually do anything. And that is part of the reason why Mark Brnovich, the Attorney General of Arizona, has taken action. Mark, welcome.
Thank you, Brian, for having me on this morning.
How bad are things at your border? I mean, it's never easy to be a border state. What about now in Arizona?
It is unprecedented. I don't remember anything like this in my lifetime. I was a gang prosecutor, federal prosecutor. It's just terrible. And the reality is one thing that you said is that, you know, Arizona and New Mexico, these border states are feeling this. But let's not kid ourselves. Anything that happens here, it may be in our front yard today, but it'll be in your backyard tomorrow, and in New York and Chicago and Des Moines, Iowa, because the cartels, the plaza bosses, control everything, including human beings that are coming across the border. And part of their coordinated strategy is to overflood the Border Patrol agents with families coming across, and then they're literally driving trucks with drugs and contraband across.
And by the way, it's costing us a ton of money. As the current contract stands, Marshall Blackburn writes, the cost to taxpayers for housing 1,200 immigrant families for 6 months is about $71,000 per person. For a family of four, that amounts to a shocking $284,000, enough to buy a small house. DHS and ICE must provide commitments to assure Congress that the American public that endeavors is up for the task of securely and efficiently housing illegal immigrants without resulting in a waste of time or taxpayer abuse. We don't have a place to put them. There is no urgency in the administration. The vice president who's supposed to help is not, called Guatemala, and Honduras evidently stopped a caravan. If I could give you anything you wanted right now, Mr. Attorney General, what would you want? What would you ask me for?
I would ask for the federal judges to rule our way in our upcoming lawsuits. You know, we have two lawsuits. One was challenging the halt on deportations. And so the Biden administration unilaterally decided, even though Title VIII of the federal code says folks that have been ordered to be deported shall be deported, there are 1.2 million people in this country with deportation orders. They've stopped the deportation. So that creates a ripple effect. So in some ways, I would argue that they have incentivized people coming across decriminalized, and now they're incentivizing, and this is the second lawsuit we have regarding the public charge. So you just alluded to the cost per person for housing, but one of the things the mainstream media is not talking about is there's been a law in the books for about 100 years that says you can't be a public charge if you want to come here and get a green card, get citizenship, apply for citizenship. The Trump administration interpreted that to mean basically you can't get free health care, you can't get free welfare, you have to be able to support yourself. The Biden administration, there was a case literally pending at the U.S. Supreme Court. They dropped that appeal. They rescinded that rule. So now you have the Biden administration incentivizing people to come here illegally by providing them free health care, free child care, free unemployment benefits. And to me, this is unconscionable because, once again, the cartels make money off every person crossing. It provides opportunities for them to bring drugs to the country, which has a financial impact. And now you're incentivizing people to come here. So the hardworking taxpayers that have had to live through COVID and, you know, China undermining our economy, now we're having to deal with the Biden administration subsidizing people or encouraging people to come here. And that's just not fair. So to me, it starts with that. Let's just enforce the law as it is, and then we can move on to other issues. And But it really starts with the Biden administration throwing out a welcome mat and basically rescinding the Trump-era policies.
The fence, the wall, whatever you want to call it, was working because technology was accompanied with it. It helped alleviate your manpower issue that always exists when there's a surge at the border, and that's gone. How come Texas was able to get a stay on the 100 days of no deportations, and Arizona has not heard yet?
Well, we actually did get – we're part of that state. That was a nationwide state. But this is what the Biden administration did. This is why we had to file or we had to amend our complaint, is the Biden administration then issued new guidance, and what they called it was interim guidance from the secretary. And so the new guidance was slightly different than that, but we argue in our pleadings that it's essentially the same thing. So what they did is they basically changed, they didn't call it an executive order, they called it interim guidance, but it's they allowed for, you know, some exceptions like deporting terrorists or whatever. But the problem is that the exceptions of who is actually going to get deported, it still allows for felons, it still allows for known gang members, it still creates all sorts of problems. And we know that even in the Texas court in the hearing, the federal judge asked the Biden Department of Justice, he said, look, there's people being released from prison that have been convicted of felonies that want to be deported. Why aren't they being deported? And the Biden administration had no answer for that because there's everything is like frozen in place other than the fact that they're kind of rolling back and rescinding these things that were de-incentives for people to cross here illegally.
Here's what the Lieutenant Governor of Texas said, Dan Patrick, Cut 6.
We are overrun. America is under siege. I don't care what AOC says. It is an invasion of people from around the world coming here. It is a surge, AOC, coming here. We are up 100% over 2020 at this period of time with families here. We're up almost 180% of unaccompanied minors here. What are we going to do in America with all of these children? And the hotel package they put together comes out to thousands and thousands of dollars per illegal immigrant.
Do you echo that? Is that the sense in Arizona, too?
Yeah, the system has been overwhelmed. And just, for example, we're talking numbers. In February, Border Patrol, they had apprehended, and this is the people just they apprehend. We know they don't apprehend most folks, but 100,000 people just in February. Now, think about that. 100,000 people, that's the equivalent of about five or six Madison Square Gardens full of people just in 1 month in February. We know that they estimate, according to Homeland Security, and they have been really tight-lipped with information. That's one of the big problems, too, is they're not providing a lot of info. But DHS expects approximately 500,000 to 800,000 immigrants to arrive as part of a family group during this fiscal year. If that'll be the largest in 20 years, in two decades. So we are talking about an overwhelming number of people the system cannot absorb. We're trying to deal with the effects of COVID and the lingering impact it's had on our economy. And you literally now are adding people that, 15 to 20% of people who have crossed here illegally are COVID positive. That's overwhelming the NGOs. If you talk to the hospitals, like in Yuma, Arizona, the people on the border towns, they'll tell you their system is being overwhelmed. The Gila Bend mayor here in Arizona declared an emergency because Border Patrol has no place to put people, so they're literally dropping off bus and van loads of people in the middle of a town 30 miles from the nearest services. I mean, so we are getting overwhelmed. And I just don't understand logically what the Biden administration is doing.
And I was talking to a few Border Patrol people. They said even during the Obama years, they were trying to fix it. They don't seem to want to try to fix it. The vice president was asked to fix it. She said she took the weekend off. And then they said, well, she's just handling the other countries. Really? Take your time. Doesn't even want to make a phone call or hop on a Sunday show. So real quick, can you tell our listeners, if you can, Mr. Attorney General, the lawsuits that you filed so we could see how they progress?
Yeah, the one of the lawsuits was challenging that guidance regarding the halt on deportations. The other lawsuit was asking us to intervene in the public charge rule that the Biden administration had banned, and then they've repealed that rule. We also have other lawsuits. We have a lawsuit against Yellen regarding the COVID bill and how it's going to undermine state sovereignty when it comes to taxes. So there are a lot of things going on right now, and I don't think people fully understand, but you alluded to this at the top of the hour. The the Biden administration is permanently trying to change the and expand the scope of the federal government. And, you know, once you let a bully in your front yard, the next day he's on your porch. The next day after that, he's going to be shacking up with your wife. So we need to really make sure that we're doing everything we can to fight back against the Biden administration. And that's why I'm involved in these multiple lawsuits to try to hold them in check.
And I understand you just filed a lawsuit against them challenging the tax mandate, too. The portion of America means that you're not allowed, if you take any money, you're not allowed to cut state taxes. You're challenging that.
Yeah, like I said, the Biden administration, what they're trying to do, Brian, is it's a permanent power grab for the federal government. And I'm an old school, you know, I grew up in the age of Ronald Reagan, and, you know, Ronald Reagan used to talk about the fact that there is no more permanent thing than a temporary government program. And once you see that power of states to Washington, D.C., that kind of unilateral ability to tax and spend, the states will never get it back. And frankly, it undermines what the framers established when they created our Constitution. I always remind folks, the states were supposed to be a check on the federal government, and the states created the federal government, not the other way around. And so regardless of, you know, what you think about tax and spend policy, the idea that states would cede that authority to the federal government in order to get COVID dollars, I think is clearly unconstitutional and clearly a dumb idea.
Yeah, you got to challenge his dumb. Governor Justice hit the roof and called out Joe Manchin for even, I believe he proposed it, which is stupidity.
Yeah.
Why would you want to do that? Why would you want to hamstring your own state no matter where you are? Everyone has different needs.
Brian, I think that goes back to this fundamental leftist desire to have everything run out of Washington, D.C., because as government becomes bigger and bigger, they control it. And, you know, it starts to replace, you know, civic groups, and, you know, it undermines, you know, our religious institutions, our education institutions are already intact from the left, and then everyone becomes dependent on the federal government. And once government can control your livelihood and your income, then they basically control how you vote. And I think that's kind of the long-term left-wing strategy.
So make sure you keep challenging, Mr. Attorney General. Mark Brnovich, thanks so much.
Thank you, brother.
You got it. You got it. 1-866-408-7669.
You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Have you ever heard of anyone crediting their success to just sitting around and doing nothing? Yeah, me neither. So why are you letting your hard-earned savings and retirement accounts just sit around and do nothing? Now is not the time to sit on the sidelines. Now is the time to make your money work as hard for you as you did for your money. Put your savings and retirement accounts into something that will work for you, like real gold and silver. No, not gold and silver stocks, but real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hand. So how do you get real gold and silver? By calling the Oxford Gold Group today, 833-600-GOLD. Now, the Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's easier than you think. Call them now, the Oxford Gold Group, 833-600-GOLD, to get your free gold and silver investment guide. And by the way, if you never decide to sell your gold or silver, the Oxford Gold Group will buy it back. And they don't charge you a penny when you sell them their material. So get the Oxford Gold Group investment guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home or into your retirement account. Call the Oxford Gold Group, 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-GOLD.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
If you're a man over 40, listen up, because this could impact how much you're getting done during the day and at night. Here's the harsh reality. Once you hit 40, your body has less testosterone. You probably already know this and may have even tried a testosterone supplement that did nothing for you. Here's the good news. Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC, has changed the game again with Nugenix Total T, their most powerful man-boosting formula ever, because it boosts your free testosterone and your total testosterone. Nugenix Total T helps provide even more energy, performance, testosterone, and muscle-boosting ingredients for even better results. And right now, you can get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Just text POWER to 321-321. Offer is not available in stores. So text POWER to 321-321 right now. Get better results in the boardroom and the bedroom with Nugenix Total T. To get your complimentary bottle, text POWER to 321-321. That's P-O-W-E-R to 321-321.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A Southwest Airlines employee who found a beloved lost toy makes today's Dean's List. After landing at Dallas Love Field Airport, Hagen and his family were driving away in their rental car when they realized the boy's Buzz Lightyear was left behind back on the plane they traveled on. When the plane arrived in Little Rock, Arkansas, a ramp agent named Jason discovered the beloved toy around the seats. Jason found a name written on the bottom of Buzz's boot that said Hagen. He did some investigating and learned there was a Hagen who had traveled on the aircraft that day. A few days later, Hagen received a special surprise in the mail. Not only was Buzz back, but he arrived in a hand-decorated box complete with a letter describing Buzz's mission on Southwest Airlines. To infinity and beyond, we love this story. Thank you, Jason, and Southwest Air, you made the Dean's List. You too, Buzz. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1993.
Our democracy must be not only the envy of the world, but the engine of our own renewal. There is nothing wrong with America that cannot be cured by what is right with America.
At 12:18 this afternoon, we got a call for a report of explosion in the basement of 3 World Trade Center.
I was blown across the room. Everything went black. It felt like a tomb. Then the lights came on, safety lights, so we ran out just trying to find a way out.
It took like 2 hours to get down. People were passing out, and it was horrible.
Ladies and gentlemen, the time for peace has come.
On July 2nd, 1991, I had sexual relations with Amy Fisher at the Freeport Motel.
News as it happened then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Help. It's National Sleep Awareness Week. Most adults should be getting 7 to 8 hours a night, but not everyone does for a bunch of reasons like health issues, long work hours or shift work, lighter noise, stress, drinking alcohol, or eating too close to bedtime, or you have trouble falling or staying asleep. You could have insomnia. The Food and Drug Administration wants you to improve your sleep quality and has a few tips to help. Routine. Go to bed and get up the same times every day. Sleep in a dark, quiet room and try to avoid caffeine and nicotine. Try not to drink alcohol before hitting the sack. Don't exercise ahead of your Z's and no naps after 3 p.m. And try to do something relaxing leading up to bedtime. If you have trouble sleeping every night for more than 2 weeks, you should talk to your health care provider. They can help you figure out if you have a health issue or could benefit from a sleep machine. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, CJ Papa, Fox News.
Show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
That I've asked to be today because she's the most qualified person to do it, to lead our efforts.
It's a huge problem.
Yeah.
I'm not going to pretend it's not.
When she speaks for me.
We will not put babies in cages.
And I can think of nobody who's better qualified to do this.
You plan to visit the border?
Not today.
The Vice President of the United States will be helping lead that effort, specifically the root causes, not the border. There's some confusion over that.
Yeah, some confusion over it. She got an assignment and refused it. This is unbelievable. Martha McCallum's here again to said to host her show coming up at 3 o'clock this story. Martha, welcome back.
Yeah, good to be here, Brian.
Have you ever seen such reluctance to do anything? The Vice President was given this an opportunity to cut your teeth on major policy.
We know what's going on here.
What is going on? What do you think?
They don't want, you know who I think of when I think of this story, right? And all of the terrible signals that were sent around the kids in cages in the Trump administration. I think of Kirstjen Nielsen, who worked hard to secure the situation at the border. I went down there and did a show with her right at the border. I think a lot of people thought that she was, you know, doing a great job. She ended up being the person who got branded, right, with so much of this story and, you know, has moved on beyond public life. They look at this, they go, Kamala Harris may well be the candidate in 2024. Do you want pictures of her down there dealing with this crisis? Because there's no, this is a no-win situation for them based on all of the precedents they've already laid down. They want her as far, or she probably piped up and said, no, you're not going to have pictures of me down there, you know, walking by these facilities, cages, whatever you want to call them. I don't want that brand. I'll be the diplomat. Send me to Honduras, Guatemala, which, by the way, Kirstjen Nielsen also did and came up with some very good deals with those countries to try to stem the
great
tide.
Deals.
And they ripped it all apart, tore it up, and threw it in the garbage. And now they're facing the same problem. It is so classic. What is wrong with looking at something that a prior administration did and saying, you know what? let's not mess with that. That actually is working. We don't need to brand it that way necessarily, but don't undo it because it's really actually not a good idea.
Right. I mean, Martha, this is a total Joe Biden-made disaster. But what does it tell you about the communication of the White House if they make the announcement and give the vice president a responsibility that she doesn't want for the reasons you just said? What does it tell you?
I have to wonder if, you know, how well it was laid out or whether or not the president just sort of blurted it out at that meeting. She's going to do it. I mean, I would imagine that there had been some discussion around a trip down there to talk to them. But he definitely presented her as the person who was going to take over. And I remember hearing it live thinking, whoa, that's a big news. That's big news if she's taking over this really complicated one event that is not polling well at all among the American public is his handling of the border crisis. So, I think she doesn't want to touch it with a 10-foot pole.
Now, we get yesterday for your show and just before your show, we saw the images for the first time in mass. We saw some from Ted Cruz of video of what it looks like inside Donna, Texas. It is stunningly overwhelmed, let alone factor in the pandemic. Yeah. These kids just laying around with these foil blankets on in 700 times the capacity. If that was Trump, there would be no commercials on MSNBC and CNN. They'd be 24 hours how kids are being tortured because of the Hispanic.
It's like remember the Superdome images, right, after Katrina? And that was because of an emergency, right? They open up the facilities to allow people in. This emergency, and I watched your conversation, very interesting conversation with Tom Homan and Congressman Babbitt this morning. This is of their own making, right? This isn't a natural disaster where there's no option other than, you know, we need a roof over your head. We're going to work on a better roof tomorrow.
They do blame climate change for the hurricanes that happened that forced them.
This is true. but this is a disaster of their own.
Yep.
Making, removing Remain in Mexico. There's nothing, like I said before, just give it time, you know, take a look at the program, see what's working, what's not working. This, you know, in the first day in office, I'm going to remove all of these policies which have kept people safer. It's about keeping these individuals safe.
And
okay.
We found out they were briefed.
And now they're less safe than they were before. So that's the facts. That's the facts on the ground. That is what it is. No matter who you are, what side you're on, that's what's going on.
And you know what else is the facts? More are coming. More with Martha in a moment.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, publisher of The Federalist, and I'm inviting you to join a new conversation with the smartest thinkers out there about the country and where we're going. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast. You can subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, FoxNewsPodcast.com, or wherever you download your podcasts. This new show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me. Subscribe to the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
This is House Call for Help. Going through security at an airport can sometimes be a hassle. Getting there early, waiting in line, putting all of your things in those bins to be x-rayed. But should you be worried that those bins carrying your stuff are clean, since a steady stream of people put their belongings in the same bins? One of two new ultraviolet sea light bin disinfecting units is being tested at Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport. The Transportation Security Administration will be assessing how it works at two of the airport's checkpoints, with hopes of providing safer experiences and trying to stop the spread of viruses and bacteria, including the coronavirus. The bins go on a conveyor belt system and are exposed directly to ultraviolet C lights. The TSA does not expect the assessments to impact passenger screening time or checkpoint efficiency. For more health news, go to FoxNewsHelp.com. House Call for Health, CJ Papa, Fox News.
JC
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. There is always someone doing something stupid somewhere. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Join me, Jason Chaffetz, every Wednesday as I shed light on the news and make some predictions along the way. You never know who will drop in. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
American playwright Tennessee Williams, who grew up in the Deep South, died in 1983. He won the Pulitzer Prize for drama for A Streetcar Named Desire in 1948 and Cat on a Hot Tin Roof in 1955. Here, Tennessee Williams explains where he gets the inspiration for his character development.
I have always been more interested in my own kind of people, you know, people that have problems, people that have to fight for their reason, you know, the people that, to whom, you know, the impact of life and experience from day to day, night to night is difficult, and people who come close to cracking and all that. That's my world. Those are my people. And I must write about the people I know.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
Internationally known pastor Bishop T.D. Jakes is fighting the COVID virus with faith and facts.
It is rare that a household has not been touched in some way by the pandemic. Thankfully, help appears to be on the horizon.
The help are the vaccines that scientists say are 90% effective against the coronavirus. But there are myths and fears circulating in the African-American and faith communities that Bishop Jakes decided to take head-on. He hosted a one-hour conversation on YouTube with medical professionals, including Dr. Anthony Fauci, chief medical advisor to the president.
I didn't want to make the decision for people, but I did want to supply them with as much information as possible.
Jakes says faith and science together can powerfully battle the pandemic. It's personal for this megachurch pastor.
Our funeral level has doubled. I have had 13 people to die in 10 days. So regardless of what anybody says or what anybody thinks, this is about saving lives. You can't save souls if you're not willing to save lives.
For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
Show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Buried in the plan is going to be something called social infrastructure, which will be a massive expansion of the welfare state with no work incentives. Way left senators pushing continued automatic extensions of both direct stimulus checks and unemployment insurance. You know, more unemployment insurance gets you more unemployment. We are looking at a universal basic income plan before this is all said and done. Between the $3 or $4 trillion price tag and end of fossil fuels, the biggest tax hike since 1942, along with a gigantic expansion of the welfare state, this is really a pivotal, transformational bill.
And that is Larry Kudlow. Not only was he just helping run our economy for maybe 3 years, he also is just citing what we all see, at least a $2 trillion, it's going to be official this afternoon, at least a $2 trillion infrastructure package. Martha McCallum's here. Martha, with your business background, do you ever remember infrastructure is always brought up? $620 billion for rebuild roads, bridges, and highways. Okay, we're used to that. $400 billion for home care for elderly and disabled. Well, that's kind of interesting. Is that infrastructure? Okay. $500 billion for R&D manufacturing training. He wants to improve the grid, broadband, internet access, water systems. Okay, and then it just starts going off the grid into human infrastructure of child care And some of these things just make no sense. And then the counterweight of it. Before we talk about the tax increases, what's your take on the spending?
So it was great to hear from Larry Kudlow just then. We're going to watch as the president rolls this out this afternoon, right before the story in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, which I think is an interesting choice of a place to go, considering that there's a lot of this Green New Deal element in this bill, and you're going to be in the middle of, you know, coal country and fracking country. So it's going to be interesting. I thought that was a very interesting choice of a place to go. And Larry was going to join us. We're going to watch the president talk about this, and then Larry will be with us to react out of it. You know, when someone tells me that they're going to spend even $1 trillion on infrastructure, I'm like, wow, this is going to be amazing. We're going to have like gleaming, shining airports from coast to coast.
A new Hoover Dam.
Amazing. Yeah, amazing roads and highways all across America. You know, bullet trains all over the. It's going to be like the Jetsons. It's going to be so amazing if you're going to spend that $1 trillion, right? Even just $1 trillion. That's my expectation when I hear that we're going to do. You know, I think it was Joe Biden actually who said, the airports in New York City looked like a third world country.
He helped LaGuardia get redone, by the way.
Right. So I was all excited about how different everything will look, but it turns out that this is going to be something that is just, it looks like an enormous, enormous spending bill on top of $1.9 trillion that we just did, and there was $3 trillion prior to that for COVID spending. What are we doing? What are, the hole is so incredibly deep, and there's only one way to interpret this, and I just think it's a realistic way of looking at it. Government gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. It can be very expensive to buy a house in Washington, D.C. or Virginia because, you know, all of these institutions are expanding, expanding, expanding. And I think Larry's 100% right. I think we're heading towards a universal income, basic income. We're already seeing it in Oakland, California, where, you know, minorities can get checks. People of color can get checks.
Not white
people can't get a check, regardless of your income, I believe. So this is disheartening. This is not a can-do American attitude. This is a bill the likes of which we have just absolutely never seen.
I used to think that we have to have classes on American history again. I still believe that. But now I believe we have to get classes in American capitalism and the glory in which is and the ability to compete and how that's such a rare quality to have. And when you're going to get unemployment and you're going to get supplemental. And I talked to Tillman Fertitta, who has 500 restaurants and all these casinos and hotels, says, I can't get workers.
No, I hear it all the
time.
Much.
Yeah, and by the way, this is some of the things that I find disheartening. Not that I don't want to help people, but it should be a different bill. It will include aid to poor, paid leave for workers, measures meant to reduce the cost of child care and help women work and earn more. And they're going to take now tax increases, the 37%, and knock it back to 39.6%. In terms of the corporate tax, this is the one thing where he will not budge, he says. It's at 21%. It's going up to 28%.
So here's another classic example of what we were talking about at the border, okay? You got to take a look at the United States economy and the impact that the lowering of that corporate rate actually had on the U.S. economy. Businesses expanded. They invested in new equipment. They brought on new employees. Because their tax rate was lower, it gave them more disposable dollars to be able to do with it what they wanted to do. And in most cases, that means hiring. We had unemployment at the lowest levels. We had minority workers increased their incomes and to levels we hadn't seen. So before you make this change, President Biden, before you go from 28 to 21, you might want to talk to a few companies and say, so what are you going to do? What are you going to change when I do this? I'll tell you right now what they're going to do. They're going to not hire any more people. They're going to cut back on their investments. And they're going to figure out ways to increase that margin in another part of the business that they have to pay for in taxes. They're going to hunker down, and it's going to be contraction. It's going to be a contraction, not an expansion.
Right. I want you to hear. I want you to hear what Stephen Hayes said of the Dispatch. Cut 20.
I think the key to point out is what the Biden administration is actually proposing here. I mean, setting aside the taxes, just look at the spending pieces. We've already had $5.3 trillion of COVID relief. Now you're talking about $2-plus trillion of infrastructure, of which roughly a third of it is going to be infrastructure spending in the first package, and then likely a second package, according to Jen Psaki at the White House, that could reach that same total. So you're talking about throwing trillions of dollars at a time when we don't have the money to do it.
And what you're going to have is they're going to try to do this through reconciliation because it's finance. But I also heard that it's a fuzzy area in that you can only do that once. that you can't keep going back and doing it. So it goes to the parliamentarian, who they might be feeling, might feel incredible pressure.
Yeah, in the Obama administration, when they used reconciliation, there was a framework. If it didn't have, it had to impact the debt by a certain percentage. And if it went beyond that, in terms of how it was paid for, you couldn't do it by reconciliation. So there was a framework for how much you were able to spend in order to buy the right to do it as reconciliation. This is just no holds barred. It's extraordinary. There's no discussion at all about fiscal responsibility in this country anymore on both sides, frankly. There's no discussion about how any of this is going to be paid for. And it's all through increasing taxes. It's not like, you know what, we found some places where we can cut to cover this, things that we're spending money on that we implemented that we've, you know, has been part of the bureaucratic infrastructure that we don't need to pay for anymore. No, not even a discussion, not even entertaining that notion of pay-fors, which Congress says that they employ when they do these bills, which is
not true. Look, if this is genius and I'm missing it, okay, and the economy catches fire because of it, and some economists can go, yeah, you know, Stephen Moore, some go, yeah, this is a big surprise to me. But the economy's about to catch fire. Why? People going back to work, right? People going back to school. People going back to travel. Hotels are going to start filling up. People are going to go out to eat again. People are going to go to Disney again. So the economy, just by the churn, is going to pick up. Why not wait? But no, what's going to happen is Joe Biden's going to get the credit for it. And for non-economists, people working, you know, 12 hours a day, and they go, you know, this new guy really got the economy going.
Well, the first few trillion were an enormous stimulant to the economy. Those checks, you know, I mean, the checks went everywhere, right? You know, it's like I talked to kids in their 20s who got the checks, and they're like, we don't really need it, the checks. So they're putting it in the stock market, you know, which is great. Investing. Invest for your future, whatever. But, you know, the economy is starting to crank up again. And the best thing for the economy is to get places open, people back into the office buildings in New York City and elsewhere, and get this thing moving, and then look at it and say, okay, what do we need to tweak? And actually, do you want to build airports? Go for it. Airports, trains. Infrastructure, what people actually think of as infrastructure. You know, I guarantee you're going to be like, wait, why are there still potholes in the road after we spent trillions of dollars on this thing?
Because remember, there turns out there's no shovel-ready projects ready to go.
Yeah, it turned out there weren't any.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, $800 billion later. So listen, when we come back, Martha, you did this special show that is far too prevalent. I remember talking to one dad, you ended up interviewing him again, whose son was a quarterback in the football team, and he took his own life. He could not handle it. The pandemic started, couldn't see his friends, then the season was canceled, and he said, that's it. I have all these offers that are going by the boards, and kids have been overwhelmed. People just want to talk about, I want to protect the kids, leave them in their room, and let them hop on their laptop. There's another side to that. You discovered that in a very impactful moment. I want to bring some of that back and get your reflections on it. When we return on the Brian Kilmeade Show, don't move.
Expanding your knowledge base, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Have you seen what's happening with the stock market? Record highs every day. How long can this possibly go on for? By the way, this is exactly what happened right before the 2000.com bubbles burst. Remember that? Protect your savings in retirement by putting them into something safe like real gold and silver. I'm not talking about gold or silver stocks, but into real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. Now, the Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's so much easier than you think. So call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-600-GOLD to get your free gold and silver investment guide. The Oxford Gold Group is the only gold and silver company that I trust, and you should too. Get the Oxford Gold Investment Guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home, or how to have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-GOLD.
Need cash fast? Figure can help. A Figure personal loan is a smart, fast way to get up to $50,000 from the comfort of home. Just go to figure.com and apply online in minutes. You can check your rate without affecting your credit. Whether you need cash for past, present, or future, Figure can have you funded in as few as 2 business days. Stop paying those sky-high interest rates and consolidate debt at a lower interest rate. Just go to figure.com. That's figure.com. Figure Lending LLC. Equal Opportunity Lender. NMLS 1717824. Terms and conditions apply. Figure.com.
Guys, we need to clear a path here.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can stall your business.
John.
Like at Chris's logistics company, to avoid things grinding to a halt, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Grandparents from Minnesota who became TikTok sensations. Make today's Dean's List. Harmony and Joel Kaplan decided to sing about the coronavirus pandemic, and their wonderful parody took off thanks to social media.
It's so nice to have you here with us again.
The couple shared their songs on Facebook and Instagram with family and friends, but it wasn't until their teenage grandson introduced them to TikTok that they went viral. Harmony says, they showed me how to do TikTok, and I put the first one on there, and now it has 170,000 views. They call themselves the Distancing Duo and sing about getting vaccinations, hand washing, and social distancing through the art of song.
We both got our second doses of the Pfizer vaccine. So
we love you, Harmony and Joel, the Distancing Duo. You made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Help. Going through security at an airport can sometimes be a hassle. Getting there early, waiting in line, putting all of your things in those bins to be x-rayed. But should you be worried that those bins carrying your stuff are clean, since a steady stream of people put their belongings in the same bins? One of two new ultraviolet sea light bin disinfecting units is being tested at Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport. The Transportation Security Administration will be assessing how it works at two of the airport's checkpoints, with hopes of providing safer experiences and trying to stop the spread of viruses and bacteria, including the coronavirus. The bins go on a conveyor belt system and are exposed directly to ultraviolet C lights. The TSA does not expect the assessments to impact passenger screening time or checkpoint efficiency. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, CJ Papa, Fox News.
The more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
I want to talk to the friends of the kids out there, because so often they'll know before we know. People who have depression will confide in their friends. Don't take it on. You can't. There are people who spend years and years and years studying to try to understand how to help people who have depression. You're not equipped to do that. You've got to tell somebody who's responsible, a parent, a teacher. Is it ratting on your friend? No, it's trying to help them. So you've got to tell them. If you were to take it on, God forbid, something should happen. You shouldn't have to live with that for the rest of your life. You are not responsible for that.
So Martha McCallum's here, who hosts every show, The Story, every day at 3 o'clock. She dedicated almost the whole show to kids who have taken their own life during this pandemic. And Frank, that was Frank Falco.
That's right.
And he was saying that the friends have to reach out when they know their friend is suicidal.
That was such a powerful message. And I'm so grateful to Frank Falco and his wife, Dara. They lost their son, Jordan, for going there, because my question was, what do you tell other parents? And he looked at me and he said, no, I want to speak to their friends. I want to speak to their friends, and I want their friends, because so often teenagers confide in their friends in a way that they don't in their parents. And it is such a burden on these children, these friends, right? And he's saying, don't take it on yourself. You are not snitching if you reach outside of your friendship and say, I'm worried about my friend. You have to do it. And I just thought it was such a powerful message. I would like every teenager in America to hear that message. If you have a friend who you think is capable of harming themselves, if you love them, you must reach outside of your friendship and let someone know.
So the pandemic happens. If you lose your house, you lose your job, because I know a lot of people that did. As adults, we handle it one way. What did you discover about how kids handle it when they're told, stay home, stay in your room, don't start high school, don't finish high school, don't start grammar school, don't continue? What have you found, just as a mom and a host and somebody who studied this for this segment, What do you walk away with? Why was it so tough? Why is it so tough on teens?
I think for so many of them, it was the first sort of uncontrollable circumstance in their lives, right? They had not lived through any sort of national crisis before this. And it kept unfolding in slow time. So it felt like it was going to be over, and then it wasn't over. The disappointment after disappointment after disappointment. You're going back in April. No, no, no. You're going back in September. No, you're not. We're going to play football. No, we're not. These constant disappointments that rolled in, I think, became so difficult for so many of these kids. Now, as we made very clear, these children, all that we talked about, they all had issues. They had all sought help separate from the pandemic. But the parents all felt that the pandemic was the exacerbating factor, and that without it, they might have made it through another year. And when you make it through another year, you may get to a point where you can start to cope in a different way. And so it was the factor that they felt was just irreplaceable in a terrible situation.
And do you remember the mechanics almost a year ago? So you'd be with your family, right? You go to work, and they say, oh, my friend wants to meet me. Really? So if your friend was with somebody else, mm-hmm. and they test positive, and you come back to the house, then we're all going to be quarantined. Right. So what happens?
So they feel
the kids don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Right? Or they don't come home.
And all the parents have different ways of approaching it, right? And some kids were doing things more, and other kids, you know, I had my kids say, you know, oh, well, so-and-so is not allowed to leave the house, you know? So everybody was dealing with it in their own way. And I just think these kids, and I saw a study that older people dealt with the whole thing better, even though they were at higher at risk.
You mean grandpa,
seniors,
grandpa.
Or even, you know, people in middle age dealt with it better. They've seen more stuff in their lives. They know that things pass eventually. They know that eventually things get better. These kids didn't have that frame of reference.
The George Floyd trial is going on right now. And tell you, I was in a break. It was top of the hour. And I watched the whole tape. When I watched the whole tape, I you sit there and saying, that 9 minutes, George Floyd loses his life, and it's so preventable. I mean, if he listened in the beginning, if he listened towards the middle, and then when he doesn't even pick up his knee at the end, you feel like saying game, set, match. In fact, Chelsea Handler comes, why are we continuing this? Because you have your rights. Mm-hmm. And then the other side is the drugs are such an issue. He has all these underlying conditions. Would he have died anywhere? Here's Genevieve Hansen, who has testimony saying that police prevented her from helping. You were just mentioning this in the break, from helping George Floyd, because people are yelling out. They're watching this slow-moving car accident.
Why weren't you able to do any of that?
Because the officers didn't let me in to the scene. I also offered, in my memory, I offered to walk them through it or told them, if he doesn't have a pulse, you need to start compressions. And that wasn't done either.
Are these things that you wanted to do?
It's what I would have done for anybody.
When you couldn't do that, how did that make you feel?
Totally distressed.
Were you frustrated?
Yes.
That was a Minneapolis firefighter. She was prevented from giving him aid. Next thing you know, his lifeless body's put on a gurney. So there's protests on the outside. I don't know how you sit a jury on the inside. Everybody knows this, Martha, right? I mean, what's your take on how this is playing out so far?
So I see it from two perspectives. Inside the courtroom, we're watching the American justice system at work. You can't just say game over. You have to go through this process. It's the right of every citizen, and it's the right that Derek Chauvin has to a trial. On the outside, you have this dynamic that, you know, that ignited a fire across the whole country. So there's really two different stories here, and that made George Floyd into this, you know, sort of hero icon. George Floyd was a man who, you know, deserved to be able to be taken down to the police station and go through the process, right? But
even his family said a drug problem.
Absolutely. No, he had a lot of problems. He was in prison for assault with a deadly weapon.
Of a woman.
For several years, of a woman. He stuck a gun into her stomach. He was trying to turn his life around. All these things are just, you know, these are facts of this person's very complicated life, like many people have complicated lives. But the fact of the matter is that it took on this outsized proportion that created, you know, these riots across the country, that created, you know, gave a real spark to the Black Lives Matter movement across the country. So I just feel like what I like to focus on in this story is the trial, because it's a fascinating trial of the human dynamic that happened in that time frame. Guy walks in, tries to buy cigarettes with a counterfeit $20 bill and ends up in this 9-minute, you know, thing that gets more intense by the moment. And you see all of these people in this whole tableau as part of it. And they're deeply affected by it. I find it a very, very interesting trial to watch unfold.
And the ramifications of the Black Lives Matter moment, the money that pours in, most of which end up going to Democratic causes. Then you have the defund the police moment.
Cool. I mean, I was on the streets in Minneapolis talking to communities. They're like, please bring back our police. We are completely unsafe. They are very upset with the people at the city council, Lisa Bender, the head of the city council, who started this defund the police movement on day one. And they're like, you're not dealing with it. We're dealing with it in our community. I went to a neighborhood where every, you know, they have trees that have balloons on them with pictures of the kids who've been shot in gang crossfire. So, you know, get real. They need these police officers to keep them safe in these neighborhoods in Minneapolis.
Absolutely. Especially in New York City where they're getting rid of immunity. And we'll discuss that another time. Hey, by the way, listen to and watch Martha's show at 3 o'clock today, The Story. Martha, thanks so much. I think you have a lot to talk about.
We sure do.
You got a press conference in Pittsburgh, and you got the ongoing trial and more.
Good to see you.
Have you ever heard of anyone crediting their success to just sitting around and doing nothing? Yeah, me neither. So why are you letting your hard-earned savings and retirement accounts just sit around and do nothing? Now is not the time to sit on the sidelines. Now is the time to make your money work as hard for you as you did for your money. Put your savings and retirement accounts into something that will work for you, like real gold and silver. No, not gold and silver stocks, but real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hand. So how do you get real gold and silver? By calling the Oxford Gold Group today, 833-600-GOLD. Now, the Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's easier than you think. Call them now, the Oxford Gold Group, 833-600-GOLD, to get your free gold and silver investment guide. And by the way, if you never decide to sell your gold or silver, the Oxford Gold Group will buy it back. And they don't charge you a penny when you sell them their material. So get the Oxford Gold Group investment guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home or into your retirement account. Call the Oxford Gold Group, 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-GOLD.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
On March 5th, 1946, Sir Winston Churchill gave his famous Iron Curtain speech at Westminster College in Missouri. The speech was deemed by many to mark the onset of the Cold War.
From Stettin in the Baltic to Trieste in the Adriatic, an iron curtain has descended across the continent. Behind that line lie all the capitals of the ancient states of Central and Eastern Europe. All these famous cities and the populations around them lie in what I must call the Soviet sphere. And all our subjects, in one form or another, not only to Soviet influence, but to a very high and in some cases increasing measure of control from Moscow. This is certainly not the liberated Europe we fought to build up.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstrip. Former President Trump suggested Saturday Republicans take a page out of what he sees as the Democrats' playbook by boycotting the major businesses that have condemned Georgia's new election reform.
Mr. Trump wrote in a statement, "For years, the radical left Democrats have played dirty by boycotting products when anything from that company is done or stated in any way that offends them." The former president said, "It's finally time for Republicans and conservatives to fight back. Boycott Major League Baseball, Coca-Cola, Delta Airlines, J.P. Morgan Chase, Viacom CBS, Citigroup, Cisco, UPS, and Merck." He continued, "Don't go back to their products until they relent." Some Georgia GOP lawmakers subsequently announced that they would remove Coca-Cola products from their statehouse offices. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The government's undertaking a new effort to help electric utilities, water districts, and other critical industries protect against potentially damaging cyber attacks. The public-private partnership reflects the administration's concerns about the vulnerability of vital systems, including the electric grid and water treatment plants, to hacks that could cause catastrophic consequences to American life. Vaccine passports are being developed to verify COVID-19 immunization status, and that's become the latest flashpoint in American politics.
Supporters say the passports would allow inoculated people to more freely travel, shop, and dine. But Republicans portray them as a heavy-handed intrusion by the government into personal freedoms as well as private health choices. Vaccine passports currently exist in only one state, a limited government partnership in New York with a private company. GOP lawmakers in a handful of states have proposed legislation to ban their use as a tool to restrict what people can do. Bob Agner reporting.
Your college national basketball championship finals are set for Monday night. It'll be Gonzaga and Baylor from Indianapolis. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Impact Mortgage Corp. DBA Cash Call Mortgage. NMLS ID 128231. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in all states, including New York. Offer not available in Washington. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions.
We at Cash Call Mortgage are running a special for the month of March. To help homeowners save money, we're waiving all our fees to any borrower who locks a rate with us by March 31st. That's right, a true no-closing-cost mortgage loan with no closing costs and super low rates. Now's the time to refinance your mortgage. If you have an interest rate above 2.25%, give us a call to see if we can lower your interest rate and save you cash. No closing cost loans at Cash Call Mortgage. Give us a call or go to cashcallmortgage.com and apply online for a free quote to see if you qualify for this special savings offer. Just visit cashcallmortgage.com or call us today at 800-931-6651. That's 800-931-6651. 800-931-6651. 6651.
Prosecutors in Taiwan seeking an arrest warrant for the owner of an unmanned truck that rolled onto a train track and caused the country's worst rail disaster in decades, killing 50 people.
Relatives of the victims of the fatal crash visited the site and paid tribute to their loved ones in improvised ceremonies. The train was carrying 494 people at the start of a long holiday weekend on Friday when it smashed into the construction truck. The truck's emergency brake was not properly engaged. Among those killed was a US citizen and another is reported missing. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Kenya's ordered an immediate suspension to the private importation of coronavirus vaccines, citing fears that otherwise counterfeit inoculations may get into the East African country. More breaking news and analysis can be found at townhall.com. Companies are going to leave California like a, quote, in a snowball rolling downhill.
That's the opinion of California businessman and Republican gubernatorial candidate John Cox, who believes that if the state doesn't change some of its policies affecting businesses, companies are going to flee the state. Several large California companies, including Oracle and Tesla, have already moved their headquarters to Texas in what some have dubbed a tech exodus. Cox will challenge California Governor Gavin Newsom if a recall effort makes it to the ballot later this year. Patrick Frost reporting.
Nearly 100 people in Florida looking for a new place to stay, being forced to leave a hotel after the new owner said goodbye. The new management of the Champions World Resort in Kissimmee reportedly wanted guests out by 4 p.m. and to make sure that happened, the owners reportedly shut off the power at midnight. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
Minutes. He's been on with us before, senior fellow at the Atlantic Council, and he's actually an advisor to the World Health Organization. He's outraged by the lack of access the Chinese allowed us to have with our scientists and the lack of outrage around the world that we still don't know what caused the coronavirus that really poisoned the planet and destroyed everyone's economy. And the Chinese are actually bragging about being the first to bounce back economically. Do you believe that? Not an apology. We can't even get an investigation. Jamie Metzl with us. And Senator Roger, was Dr. Too, Marshall will be with us from Kansas. So let's get to the – wait, just before I do that, today's going to be a big day. Kind of interesting. Governor Abbott's going down to the border, Operation Lone Star. He's going to see what he can do using his local people, the Texas Rangers, to get some law and order on the border. But that's really a federal thing. And keep your eye on 2024. Rick Scott in Iowa today. Let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
We run our business, and I don't respond to boycotts, and you know, we live in a divided time. There's as many people probably on the other side that are upset with me now as were last week, but we were clear before this whole discussion started that we need to protect the right to vote, and we're continuing with that objective.
Ed Bastian, Delta CEO. There's so much pressure on these corporations that on this Georgia vote law. At some point, can we get the truth out about the Georgia election law? As of now, we see Hollywood stars, pro sports, and corporations begin to cave to inaccurate woke pressure emanating from the President Biden himself.
Number two.
There's no end in sight. More families keep coming. More children keep coming without parents. And then in other parts of the border, they're seeing massive upticks in the number of people who are trying to evade arrest who are getting caught. So those are people who are not asylum seekers.
Anna Giartelli, she is talking about the families. She's a member of Insanity, what's going on at the border. The Biden border bungle continues. Not a visit from the president, not a presser from the VP, just more kids needing care, more converted facilities to house them, now we're up to 10, and more billions going out the door because our neighboring nations can't run their countries. And the president is reversing Trump policies, and it's hurting everybody.
Number one.
$2.2 trillion over 8 years. I have serious concerns that it's not enough to realize the very inspiring vision that Biden has advanced. We're talking about realistically $10 trillion over 10 years.
AOC, think you know her voice. Infrastructure bill. Or a new Green Deal dream. President Biden unwraps his vision of rebuilding America and pricey $3 trillion spending palooza looks like an economic IED threatening to blow up our rapidly approaching economic bounce back. We'll give you the details. And this is a horror show. I did not see this. They say 20%, but the Washington Post says 5%. 5% is for the actual infrastructure in an infrastructure bill. 5%. What was it? 20% of the rescue plan had anything to do with the pandemic, but they sell something totally different. First off, we have to stop saying Joe Biden's a good guy he could trust. He's always someone to depend on. He's moderate. He's not. I don't think he's a good guy, number one. I never really did. I always thought there was something about him. I always felt bad about his personal history and what he's been through with his life, his first family, and then, of course, with the passing of his son, who I've met a couple of times, seemed like a great guy. Hunter, not a great guy. Wrote it. He's actually got the audacity to write a crack book on how all the unsavory things he did while he's being investigated by the FBI, and no one ever asked him about the things that he's involved with and what his dad might know. Tony Bobulinski should be one whole chapter. I'm sure it's not. So I digress. So what did Joe Biden say? What has he said? He says the rescue plan's got to pass. We have no choice. We already got $900 billion in aid, but we need $2 trillion more. And then we find out all his agenda items are in it. Then we find out, thanks to yesterday, there's a $3 trillion, just one of two infrastructure plans that are going to be rolled out. Yesterday, he announced one. And it is a cavalcade of unnecessary programs. All right. First off, when you think about infrastructure, I think of bridges and tunnels and the Hoover Dam, and I think about roads, and I think about Eisenhower with the interstate, and I think about trains and the bullet trains. You know what he thinks about? $400 billion home care for seniors who are disabled. Look, that's fine, but that should be a different plan. Don't tell me it's infrastructure. Upgrade child care facilities. And what? Am I building a gym? What am I doing? Am I building a nursery school? Weatherizing buildings. They're also converting buildings to make them more environmentally friendly. I don't want to spend on that. You want to build new buildings to a different code? Do that. To me, with all the things we have to do in this country, taking down existing buildings or changing the size of windows, to me, does not really hit the top 10 list. He also is going to get free pre-K, he's also going to give free community college. That doesn't belong in this bill. And that's what's so stunning. But he's going to pay for it by reversing everything that's good in Donald Trump's bill. So he's going to raise the corporate tax rate. Okay, 7 points. Going to devastate our economy. And China, Japan, Syria, Europe couldn't be happier. He's going to start putting money aside to cap oil and gas, gas drilling. It's going to cap these sea sites. Do you believe this? Here's a little from Joe Biden. Cut one.
So today, I'm proposing a plan for the nation that rewards work, not just rewards wealth. It builds a fairer economy that gives everybody a chance to succeed. And it's going to create the strongest, most resilient, innovative economy in the world.
So listen, timing's everything. This economy's coming back. Now, I don't have a prediction. I don't know. I haven't read the what Nostradamus wrote centuries ago. I know that we stopped going to hotels. We stopped hopping on planes. We stopped going on vacation. We stopped going to work. We're going to start doing all those things, using buses, using trains, using airplanes, going to resorts. We're going to go to the beach. We're going to start buying things with the $1,400 that we got for no apparent reason in many cases. Trey Gowdy, cut five.
He said he hopes it's bipartisan. I can tell you when Congressman Ford was in the House and when I was there, transportation bills were bipartisan. But I've never heard phrases like human infrastructure or social infrastructure. It was always roads and bridges and ports and airports and pipes. I have no idea what social infrastructure means. As for Senator McConnell, I like him a lot, but Republicans didn't say a word about debt. And deficits of the last 4 years that I can recall, and raising taxes on other people is always politically popular. If this were just about infrastructure, I think it'd get done, but it's about a lot more than that.
And if Joe Biden was this conciliatory political figure, it would have been. And I, you know, Trey Gowdy's just astounded. I never heard this human infrastructure either. But as I brought up yesterday, the human infrastructure is going to destroy us. We have to go back to when he says, you know, I don't mind rich. I don't resent rich, but they're going to pay their fair share. They're always paying their fair share. Even Amazon, you want to look at the corporate tax rate? Just keep in mind what Amazon does. They're creating commerce. They're buying buildings. There's enticements to build there. The people that they hire. Now, if you want to find a way to get them to pay more in overall corporate taxes, go ahead. But please don't tell me Amazon's not an asset. As much as Jeff Bezos has been very questionable, as much as I feel he should be paying his people more, I'm not going to do his books, but I don't want to create resentment from corporations unnecessarily, and I don't like when he's lying. Joe Biden flat out does not do the work or is allowed to put these things into a speech that mischaracterizes what exactly the Trump tax bill did. Cut six.
I didn't hear that cry, you and cry, when we're doing the same thing. When Trump's tax bill passed, 83% of the money went to the top 1%. You know, this is not to target those who made it, not to seek retribution. This is about opening opportunities for everybody else. And here's the truth. We all will do better when we all do well.
I love that line. Makes no sense. If you did the research, you wouldn't say what you said. You always say that Donald Trump didn't tell the truth. They allowed him to lie at the press conference on Thursday. They're lying about the Georgia law and what it does. And Joe Biden just said a blatant untruth. He's using an old line from Barack Obama's administration as president. He comes out and says Trump's tax cuts. It's President Trump. You should understand there's an etiquette between presidents especially, number one. And number two, three out of every $4 from that bill, which is now law, went to families, and overall incomes rose from lower to middle to upper. They rose the less. They went up. Well, he had cut taxes from 39.6% to 37%, but he cut more in middle class than anything else. And the new businesses provided a boon because more people were competitive for the same job. So I don't want to take too much time away from Kansas Senator Marshall, so I'll take a break now. I am going to talk about the Biden border bungle, and I am going to talk about what is happening with the Georgia election law and how corporations are being pressured by the wild woke left. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. Don't move.
You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply. If you're a man over 40, listen up, because this could impact how much you're getting done during the day and at night. Here's the harsh reality. Once you hit 40, your body has less testosterone. You probably already know this and may have even tried a testosterone supplement that did nothing for you. Here's the good news. Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC, has changed the game again with Nugenix Total T, their most powerful man-boosting formula ever, because it boosts your free testosterone and your total testosterone. Nugenix Total T helps provide even more energy, performance, testosterone, and muscle boosting ingredients for even better results. And right now you can get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Just text POWER to 321321. Offer is not available in stores, so text POWER to 321321 right now. Get better results in the boardroom and the bedroom with Nugenix Total T. To get your complimentary bottle, text POWER to 321321. That's POWER to 321321.
Need cash fast? Figure can help. A Figure personal loan is a smart, fast way to get up to $50,000 from the comfort of home. Just go to figure.com and apply online in minutes. You can check your rate without affecting your credit. Whether you need cash for past, present, or future, Figure can have you funded in as few as 2 business days. Stop paying those sky-high interest rates and consolidate debt at a lower interest rate. Just go to figure.com. That's figure.com. Figure Lending LLC. Equal Opportunity Lender. NMLS 1717824. Terms and conditions apply. Figure.com.
Hi, I'm calling to schedule a shipment.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can turn your business upside down.
Last pickup is at 7? Team, we gotta hustle.
Like at Sumita's online chai company, to avoid back orders, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Bonus track with Laura Ingle.
Taking you deep inside the music. Imagine having a catalog of music that spans 45 years and being asked to pick a favorite and worst song. That's what AC/DC's Angus Young was asked to do in a new interview with Vulture. His number one pick after thinking about it was Riff Raff. Young says that's his guitar answer and says if it's for a whole song, it would have to be Thunderstruck. As for the most regrettable song, Young appeared to have an easier time singling out just one track, pointing to the band's lone ballad, Love Song. Young says he remembers thinking at the time, who in their right mind would want this to go out? The plan ultimately worked in AC/DC's favor. Once the record was placed in the hands of radio station DJs, they elected to play the B-side. Baby, don't go. The cover of Baby, Please Don't Go. Young says they scored a hit, and that was the one saving grace of the song. Laura Ingle, Fox News.
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Tierra Bravo, who co-stars with Tom Holland in the opioid crisis drama Cherry, now streaming on Apple TV+. Their character's relationship at the center of the movie anchors it all, and the two very much had to rely on each other throughout.
We had to go to some really dark places, and I think I recognized, I'm sure he did as well, that, you know, the only other person that really understands what you're feeling and going through in that moment was, for me, him, and me.
The movie unfolds through various chapters and genres, and Bravo says they approached it that way.
We filmed it as three separate movies, So that made it much easier approaching each chapter differently and understanding the nuances required for each chapter.
She also spoke about how with dark material like this, it's important to leave the work on set because it can be difficult to shape.
I really did have to learn how to leave the work on set and take only Sierra home with me and make sure that Emily stayed within her boundaries.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
President Franklin D. Roosevelt asked Congress to declare war on Japan the day after the attack on Pearl Harbor. The date, December 8, 1941.
Hostilities exist. There is no blinking at the fact that our people, our territory, and our interests are in grave danger. I ask that the Congress declare that since the unprovoked and dastardly attack by Japan on Sunday, December 7, 1941, a state of war has existed between the United States and the Japanese Empire.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. Breaking news, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
It's time to build our economy from the bottom up and from the middle out, not the top down. That hadn't worked very well. For the economy overall, it hadn't worked. Because Wall Street didn't build this country. You, great middle class, built this country. And unions built the middle class. And it's time we rebuild the middle class.
Yeah, until you didn't unions actually also build the XL pipeline? Would you stop that in day one? Senator Roger Marshall joins us now. Senator, that is the President of the United States yesterday unveiling his $3 trillion, more like $4 trillion, first of two infrastructure plans. We're going to get another one in a couple of weeks. What did you think about what you've heard so far?
Well, Brian, we should call this the grab your wallet bill, the raise your taxes bill. And it's anything but infrastructure. Only 6% of this bill, the funds are going to what you and I would call classic infrastructure, roads and bridges. And the rest of it is really a Green New Deal bill. So that the Democrats' idea of infrastructure is a wind turbine in everyone's backyard, a solar panel on everyone's roof, and an electric charger on every street corner. It's very disappointing. Gosh, the $2 trillion we just borrowed from our grandchildren a month ago, I wish that was going towards roads and bridges and high-speed internet. But here we are today, the president asking for another $2 trillion for his pet projects.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable. It's $3 trillion. And by the way, we're about to have an economic recovery. If you want to focus on some infrastructure, we could do that, and there's ways to finance. You could do bonds and things to that nature. Plus, a lot of these things are financed by the state. But he's trying to re-engineer the country. Does he understand that free market capitalism drives our country, that we can't engineer and guarantee outcomes in this country? There are countries like that. It's not this one.
Yeah, the way I would look at it, Brian, is every time we send tax dollars to D.C. and then they get sent back to the state, there's people grabbing dollars out of there. Middlemen, call them what you want to, as opposed to if we're using local dollars, we're just more efficient with it. So I couldn't be more frustrated with the situation. And the clip you just played, the President Biden talking about the economy, look, pre-COVID, we had the best economy in my professional lifetime. Partially because we lowered taxes, and in a big part because we lowered regulations, and we had inexpensive energy and energy independence as well. So this president is unwinding exactly what I thought got us to the strongest economy I've ever seen. And by the way, we lowered taxes but had record income to the federal government. So my scare is here, as he raises taxes, it's going to hurt the economy, destroy jobs, And net-net, there'll be less dollars, less tax dollars flowing into the federal government. So I think this is the worst of both worlds.
But don't worry, he's got $10 billion for a civilian climate corps. Fantastic. He's got $12 billion for community colleges. What are we doing? We're just financing them? He's going to give $16 billion to cap oil wells and old mines. He wants to make everybody drive an electric car, but that's what the free market's for. They are beginning to see more interest in the electric car. And guess what? GM and Ford, they want to make a profit. They will do it. We cannot force that. Didn't Solyndra and all his other, and his Fisker push in 2008, didn't it teach him anything?
You know, and here's just some more frustration, Brian. I sat on the Science Space Technology Committee as a congressman for 4 years and really have studied the environment for decades. It's certainly a priority to me. I want to leave this world healthier, safer, cleaner than I found it. And I think what the research is showing today is that we're making some incredible progress with biodiesels, renewable diesels, and the carbon footprint for the entire cycle is less for these biodiesel vehicles than it would be for the electric cars. So all they're focused on is tailpipe carbon footprints. They're not looking at, it takes a lot more carbon to make an electric car than it does a traditional combustion engine. And of course, they don't take into account how is that electricity generated. So they kind of came up with the policy and said, hey, go find some science to support this, rather than truly looking at the science and studying it and trying to compare apples and apples. So I'm pretty frustrated right now.
Senator Marshall, he doesn't care. And people want to keep portraying him as somebody who's bipartisan. He's not close. These are agenda items. He's trying to save an economy that's saving itself. And he doesn't point out the people that we're really competing with. And that is China first and foremost. And China is high-fiving our economic rival, and that's Japan, high-fiving European Union. We're now going to have corporate rates equal with Syria. Fantastic. And now he's mischaracterizing the last tax cut, which he says it was just a big boon for the top 2%. That is just not true. The way he characterizes the Georgia law, it is just not true. The way he characterizes what's happening at the border, saying it's cyclical, that's just not true. And they go, that's old Joe Biden. He's a good guy. We have to stop accepting Joe Biden, good guy.
You're right. So don't listen to what he says. Watch what he does. So regardless of the speech he gave last night, he is in the middle of the biggest power grab and the biggest hypocritical policies I've ever seen in my life, whether it's getting rid of the filibuster, which he was in favor of the filibuster 2 years ago. He spoke many times in favor of the filibuster. Now he's against it. H.R. 1, as you just said, that's a power grab. H.R. 1 is going to destroy election integrity and empower Democrats to be in control forever. You just go right down the list of their priorities, and they're all power grabs. They're hypocritical. Look at the southern border right now. Just years, 3 years ago, this was a horrible situation, according to the Democrats. Sandy Cortez down there crying how horrible it is, and now she's saying, oh, this is an imperialistic issue, and it's a racist issue, and everything but a crisis. It's hypocritical. It's a power grab.
It is. And by the way, just read the Washington Post today. The Washington Post comes out and says, some are surprised to see that only 5% of the bill is directed towards roads and bridges. And any question why the administration is mixing other types of policies into a package designed to upgrade the nation's infrastructure. Nearly 20% of the bill goes towards expanding caregiving for the elderly and disabled by building more care centers. You're a doctor. I'm all for helping the elderly. But don't tell me you're building roads and bridges and dams and then build a senior center. That's a different bill.
Yeah, exactly. And like you just said, we want to help our seniors. We're going to help our seniors through American innovation.
Thank you.
If we can come up with a discovery that's going to help cure Alzheimer's, can you just imagine the financial impact, let alone the spiritual, emotional impact on families?
Senator Marshall, thanks so much.
Nation presents podcasts, Women of the Bible Speak.
I'm Shannon Bream, host of Fox News at Night and author of the new book, Women of the Bible Speak, The Wisdom of 16 Women and Their Lessons for Today, where I examine the timeless stories of women in the Bible. Join me and some of my friends for this limited podcast series as we discuss what it means to be a woman of faith. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, FoxNewsPodcast.com, or wherever you download your podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast.
Hope is not going to live side by side with anger and fear. It can't. There's a difference between conflict and contrast. I'm all for contrast. I love it. But conflict is debilitating for us individually and collectively as a country. And my hope is we require those who want to influence and persuade us to understand the difference between conflict and contrast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. Fox Nation presents podcasts, Women of the Bible Speak.
I'm Shannon Bream, host of Fox News at Night and author of the new book, Women of the Bible Speak, The Wisdom of 16 Women and Their Lessons for Today, where I examine the timeless stories of women in the Bible. Join me and some of my friends for this limited podcast series as we discuss what it means to be a woman of faith. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, FoxNewsPodcast.com, or wherever you download your podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1970.
The student now goes to college to proclaim rather than to learn. The lessons of the past are ignored and obliterated in a contemporary antagonism known as the generation gap.
You just go through a phase of wanting to be up there, you know, in the limelight. Well, I'm going through a phase now where I don't want to be in the limelight.
Ding! Ali comes out to meet Frazier, but Frazier starts to retreat. If Frazier goes back an inch farther, he'll wind up in a ringside seat. Ali swings with the left. Ali swings with the right. Look at the kid carry the fight.
Everybody just gathered around, organized. And it was orderly. No kids were out of hand. They just wanted to talk. Two sides throwing tear gas, and the kids were picking up and throwing them back at the cops. And they chased the kids over the hill. The cops were boxed in. There was kids all around them. All of a sudden, cops got trigger happy and shot kids.
News as it happens.
News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A birthday surprise for a former California substitute teacher makes today's Dean's List. 77-year-old Jose Villarreal, known to students as Mr. V, was living in his Ford Thunderbird since May when he realized his job was probably coming to an end. His pension check went to all of his debts, and he had nothing left. A chance encounter with a former student, Steven Nava, changed his life. Steve noticed Jose living out of his car and gave him $300. He then got him a hotel room and took him out to breakfast. While they talked, Jose told him his birthday was coming up. So Steve went to social media and organized a fundraiser. Raising more than $27,000, Steve set up a socially distanced outdoor birthday party. They gave him the check, and Jose was overwhelmed with gratitude. Jose, happy birthday. And to Steve and all of those who helped him out, you all made today's Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
fastest 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Coronaviruses are pretty good. I mean, you're a virologist, you know all this stuff, but you can manipulate them in the lab pretty easily. Just spike protein drives a lot of what happens with the coronavirus, zoonotic risk. So you can get the sequence, you can build the protein, and we work with Ralph Barrick at UNC to do this. Insert it into the backbone of another virus and do some work in the lab.
That's Peter Danzig, the WHO, talking in December 2019, you know, not talking about the pandemic. It hadn't hit yet, even though technically it was probably here. His name came up again because he was on 60 Minutes. He's a member of the WHO and an expert on how animal viruses jump to humans. And for some reason, he seems to be carrying water for the Chinese. Maybe he's being sincere. I sincerely doubt it. Jamie Metzl is a senior fellow at the Atlantic Council and advisor to the World Health Organization, former official during the Clinton years for the Clinton administration. Jamie, welcome back.
Thanks, Brian. Happy to be with you.
So you've had a crazy few days. You went out on a limb. You're really upset that the Chinese have not been totally transparent and giving us, the world, full access and been totally candid about how this virus started. What got you so incensed?
Yeah, so I'm upset. I feel like everybody on Earth, including everybody in China, should be upset. As everybody knows, we're in the middle of the worst pandemic in a century. We've got nearly 3 million dead. Billions of people's lives have been disrupted. And so we need to get to the bottom of how this happened. And so the thing that really upsets me is that the Chinese government from day one has been engaged in a massive cover-up with destroying samples, hiding records, imprisoning Chinese journalists, asking basic questions, and with a universal gag order on Chinese scientists, preventing them from speaking or writing anything about the origins of the pandemic. And that's why I've been calling from day one for a full and unrestricted international forensic investigation into the origins of this pandemic.
So you saw that the report was done. Did the WHO didn't do this report directly? They sent in scientists, right?
That's a really important point, Brian, because people feel like, oh, this is the WHO, like Peter Daszak works for the WHO. That's not exactly how it is, although that's how it's been reported. So the team that did this study was an independent advisory group, albeit organized by the WHO, but not controlled by it. And it was a joint study with their Chinese government counterparts. And the work product, in my view, was outrageous and terrible. But it was really great that Dr. Tedros Adhanom, the director general of the WHO, immediately rejected the core finding, and Dr. Tedros said, no, we need to investigate all of the hypotheses, and if this team can't do it, I, Dr. Tedros, am going to find a team that can look seriously at this. So I think that I know there are reasons why many people are critical of WHO, and it's not perfect, but in this case, actually, Dr. Tedros is really trying to do the right thing and taking big risks to do it.
But here's what bothers me, Jamie. I don't know how good that team is. This is your business. But they weren't given access. So you could put 20 teams in there. They could be the most talented scientist ever. But unless the Chinese are going to be open and transparent, instead of channeling their old Saddam Hussein from the 90s with the weapons inspectors, it doesn't matter how competent they are, right?
Well, I share your outrage. And you and I are coming at this from maybe different political starting points, but we are exactly together on this basic point. I mean, for the magnitude of this pandemic, the Chinese government owe their own people and the world absolute openness and transparency. And instead of that, we've seen complete obfuscation and continued cover-up.
True. And what you now have is a Chinese country that is not only non-repentant, but they are actually cockier with an additional swagger because they came out of the pandemic first. And along the way, they blamed us for it. They said it was our army that poisoned them.
Yeah. No, it's outrageous. And that's why from day one, I've been making the case let's look seriously at how this pandemic began. We also have to look at our other failures after the pandemic began, but we need to look at how this pandemic began, and we need to be honest about what is the problem we're facing. And everybody in life wants to get along with everybody, but we can't purchase good feelings on a foundation of lies.
Absolutely. So, you know, I watched you in 60 Minutes, and you were kind enough to do our show, and heard you with Laura, too, because you're speaking on behalf of us. And if you speak and you're a Republican, you think, well, he's going to bat for the China virus. And if you speak for Democrats, seems like many times you're going to bat for Anthony Fauci, and it's not important how it started. So
look
at that response.
We all need to go to bat for the truth. And whatever our politics, I mean, this is beyond politics. This virus isn't discriminating based on Republicans or Democrats. It's harming all of us. And this isn't about even pointing fingers at China or anybody else. If we don't fully understand where this pandemic began, how it started, we're not going to be able to prioritize our response, and we're not going to be ready for the next crisis. So this isn't just about blaming or politics. This is about our lives and our children's lives.
So a couple of things, and I'm willing for you to talk over my head on this. Peter Danzig said something on the bump in 2019. He explains how easy it is to manipulate a coronavirus in a lab. You can get the sequence and build the protein and insert it into the backbone of another virus. And he was saying that not knowing we're about to get hit by a pandemic. Can you explain why that was important to know, and that he believes that, because we're going to play something else from him?
It's really, really important, and it's connected to what we were talking about a moment ago. Why did this pandemic begin in Wuhan? If the foundation is a horseshoe bat virus, the horseshoe bats are more than 1,000 miles away in southern China. What they do have in Wuhan is China's only level 4 virology institute, with the world's largest collection of bat coronaviruses, that was doing aggressive gain-of-function research trying to make these types of viruses much more able to infect human cells, and infect human cells in exactly the way the SARS-CoV-2 infects our cells now. That's why it's so concerning, and that's why it's frankly so outrageous that somebody like Peter Daszak is actually a member of this international investigation team.
What do you think of him?
You know, I think he's maybe well-intentioned, and it's probably hard for any of us that he's dedicated his whole life based on a certain worldview, which is that these kinds of outbreaks happen when the viruses jump from animals to humans, and so we need to understand that process, and we need to prepare for what may be coming. In pursuit of that, they thought, well, let's understand the evolution of viruses by pushing them forward. And then he got money from the United States government and elsewhere, and he funded his organization, EcoHealth Alliance, funded the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And I think, frankly, it's probably hard for any of us to admit that our life's work, what we've believed in more than anything else, could have caused one of the greatest disasters in modern history. So I don't think that he's some kind of sinister agent of China. But I think that he's so locked in to a certain worldview, and he's defending that worldview, in my view, even in face of pretty strong circumstantial evidence to the contrary.
So you're trying to think, Peter, that he – excuse me. You're trying to think that Peter, Jamie, you're going to the better side, his better angels. So you kind of pitted against him in 60 Minutes. So I want to play the clip where Peter Danzig defends himself. He's a member of the WHO, an expert on how animal viruses jump to humans. He is perfectly comfortable with this study. Cut 50.
The theory is that somehow that virus got from a bat into one of these wildlife farms, and then the animals were shipped into the market, and that they contaminated people while they were handling them, chopping them up, killing them, whatever you do before you cook an animal.
Wild animals?
Yeah. These,
like what?
They're traditional food. Civets. These are like ferrets. There's also an animal called a ferret badger. rabbits, which we know can carry the virus, those animals were coming into the market from farms over 1,000 miles away.
Were you able to test any of the animals found in the Wuhan market for the virus?
Well, the China team had done that, and they found a few animals left in freezers. They tested them. They were negative. But the fact that those animals are there is the clue.
But there's no direct evidence that any of those animals were actually infected with the bat virus.
Correct. Now what we've got to do is go to those farms and investigate, talk to the farmers, talk to their relatives, test them, see if there were spikes in virus there first.
So the team doesn't actually know if any of the farmers or the truckers were ever infected.
No one knows yet. No one's been there. No one's asked them. No one's tested them.
Couple of things. I heard they hosed the whole market down instantly before anyone could analyze it. They gutted it first. The Chinese did. And yeah. they physically picked up people and put them into buildings and just said, we'll get you food, just shut up. And when scientists tried to speak up and speak out, they were jailed. One guy died. What do you think of that exchange with Leslie Stahl?
Well, here's my biggest problem with it. I get, as I said before, that Peter, that his life's work is looking at how these viruses jump from animals to humans, and because that's happened in the past, we need to think of that as a very real possibility. The animal transmission, where an animal may have been sent to the market, I think it's highly unlikely because we would have seen outbreaks where the animals were originally. We would have seen outbreaks where the animals were in transit to Wuhan. And these animals weren't only sent to Wuhan, so we would have seen it someplace else. It's highly unlikely, but nothing wrong with looking at any hypothesis. The thing that I find so outrageous and frankly offensive is that this joint team of these international experts and the Chinese government are bending over backwards to try to find evidence where there's none of this animal-to-human jump or frozen chain transmission, and they're doing everything possible to prevent a full investigation into the, in my view, likely possibility that COVID-19 started from an accidental lab incident. That, in my view, is the core problem.
All right. Just a little bit about bats. This is from CBS This Morning in March of 2021. Looking for the closest COVID relative in a bat cave that caused the deaths over in 2012. So yeah. Here's a CBS correspondent trying to get in. Cut 51.
COVID's closest known relative in the natural world, a 96% genetic match, was ID'd here in horseshoe bat droppings in 2013. In a copper mine in this hazy, rolling countryside of China's southwest Yunnan province. Our CBS News team searched for it, where six men contracted a novel flu-like virus in 2012. Three died. Before we found that mine, we found this. Angry men shouting at us to leave.
We've just been chased off away from where the mine is. These guys are proof that they're trying to control the people who go in and therefore trying to control the information that comes out.
Can you deduce anything from the security in a cave / mine?
Oh, it's huge. That's really significant. It wasn't just CBS. The same thing happened to BBC. And there were some researchers who actually made it to the cave and took some samples. And those samples were confiscated and presumably destroyed. And so why is it that they don't want people to go there? Well, this virus that was taken from that cave, it's called RATG-13, as was said in that clip, is the closest known genetic relative to SARS-CoV-2. It's probably not the backbone of SARS-CoV-2, but we know that people, researchers from the Wuhan Institute of Virology, had multiple trips to that mine and collected many different viruses, including bat coronaviruses, and it's possible and even quite likely that there were other viruses, possibly even more closely genetically related to SARS-CoV-2. But what's happened? The databases from the Wuhan Institute of Virology have vanished. No one has access to them, including this international committee that said they were going to the Wuhan Institute of Virology and asking questions. And so that's really significant. If the databases have disappeared, if the Chinese scientists won't say what viruses were held, specifically what viruses were held in these institutes, and they're blocking researchers, reporters, or anybody from going to that mine, it doesn't say, oh, yeah, China's totally transparent, they're really being open, they want to get to the bottom of this. It tells me, and I think should tell everybody, they are actively trying to hide something, so that should make us want to know and, frankly, demand to know what is being hidden.
Jamie, wow. So this isn't over, not by a long shot, because we just don't have the answers. And the harder they push back, the closer we're, you know, the closer we're getting to the truth. Jamie Metzl, thank you.
My pleasure, Brian. Anytime.
You got it. 1-866-408-7669. We gave you a lot. Back in a moment.
Expanding your knowledge base. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply. If you're a man over 40, listen up, because this could impact how much you're getting done during the day and at night. Here's the harsh reality. Once you hit 40, your body has less testosterone. You probably already know this and may have even tried a testosterone supplement that did nothing for you. Here's the good news. Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC, has changed the game again with Nugenix Total T, their most powerful man-boosting formula ever, because it boosts your free testosterone and your total testosterone. Nugenix Total T helps provide even more energy, performance, testosterone, and muscle-boosting ingredients for even better results. And right now, you can get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Just text POWER to 321-321. Offer is not available in stores. So text POWER to 321-321 right now. Get better results in the boardroom and the bedroom with Nugenix Total T. To get your complimentary bottle, text POWER to 321-321. That's P-O-W-E-R to 321-321.
Need cash fast? Figure can help. A Figure personal loan is a smart, fast way to get up to $50,000 from the comfort of home. Just go to figure.com and apply online in minutes. You can check your rate without affecting your credit. Whether you need cash for past, present, or future, Figure can have you funded in as few as 2 business days. Stop paying those sky-high interest rates and consolidate debt at a lower interest rate. Just go to figure.com. That's figure.com. Figure Lending LLC. Equal Opportunity Lender. NMLS 1717824. Terms and conditions apply. Figure.com.
Guys, we need to clear a path here.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can stall your business.
John.
Like at Chris's logistics company, to avoid things grinding to a halt, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Brett Larson, inviting you to download and listen to the new daily Fox on Tech podcast. There's part of a colorful late 90s iMac on Mars. It's an idea that seems a lot like Kickstarter called Build It. This isn't the first time we've heard about North Korea hackers trying to get a leg up on COVID-19, a range that was used for satellite TV service in the 70s. Get the latest trends in technology, cybersecurity alerts, and gadget news daily. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast.
Hope is not going to live side by side with anger and fear. It can't. There's a difference between conflict and contrast. I'm all for contrast. I love it. But conflict is debilitating for us individually and collectively as a country. And my hope is we require those who want to influence and persuade us to understand the difference between conflict and contrast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Say it with me. Si se puede. The future is ours.
So what is right? Evidently, that is Jill Biden totally screwing up Spanish.
It should be si se puede.
Oh, okay.
Puede?
All right. Everyone had a field day with that, so that's why I pulled it. I didn't know if I could actually hear it.
You know what we should have done? We sort of messed that up. We should have given you the language for you to read first to see how you would have said it. We did mess that up.
Right. So it's easy. You know, the other, our last first lady spoke five languages, probably could have nailed it, never really asked. Sean, listen on WDBO in Orlando. Hey, Sean.
Hey, good morning, Brian. How you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Hey, I'm just a regular guy. I live in Florida, work a full-time job. It's just, it's kind of disturbing to me how the representatives in our party that we elect to represent us go up to Washington, try and make things better for us. They're kind of just, in my opinion, they're standing by the sideline watching the new administration kind of just do whatever they want. They don't really seem to be holding anybody accountable. Joe Biden wants to pass a $3 trillion.
It's amazing.
It's really frustrating because I'm going to be paying for it. You're going to be paying for it. My kids, my grandkids are going to be paying for it. And yet the people that we've elected to go up there and try to hold people in check and have checks and balances don't really seem to be as pissed off as we are.
I think so. I think you're right. I'm wondering, you know, Mitch McConnell's kind of a laid-back guy to begin with. But, I mean, you just got that. Kevin McCarthy came out and basically said the $1.9 trillion, we couldn't do anything about it. Now they're not going to be able to do anything. I don't think they're going to be able to do anything about this because they're going to do it on simple party lines because they blew Georgia. So they don't seem nearly as angry. But, man, well, when it comes to election season, it will be probably next year this time for 2022, they better take no prisoners. Thanks, Sean. And I think you're better than a regular guy. Brian Kilmeade Show. Have you seen what's happening with the stock market? Record highs every day. How long can this possibly go on for? By the way, this is exactly what happened right before the 2000.com bubbles burst. Remember that? Protect your savings in retirement by putting them into something safe like real gold and silver. I'm not talking about gold or silver stocks, but into real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. Now, the Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's so much easier than you think. So call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-600-GOLD to get your free gold and silver investment guide. The Oxford Gold Group is the only gold and silver company that I trust, and you should too. Get the Oxford Gold Investment Guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home or how to have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-GOLD.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Mahalia Jackson, who died in 1972, is widely regarded as the first queen of gospel music. Although she was a heralded and much-loved performer, she lived a double life in racially divided America.
When I'm on the stage and on television and working with white people, they just hug me and love me and say I'm so wonderful and I'm so great. And then when I'm walking down the street like an ordinary citizen, they don't recognize me, and when I go into the department store in the South, I can't get a sandwich, I can't get a bottle of pop, I got to stand, I can't even get a cab, and I'm just the Mahalia Jackson that they got through saying how wonderful I am. I don't understand this. What makes people like that?
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.